currency squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. I've been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off. Yeah.
Motherfucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch, head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my thing.
La 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 la. Hi everybody. LunaticRadio.com radio show program, show program, program, show program. Coming at you live from New York, everybody. It's the Lunatic Radio Show. Hi, Rocket.
We're coming at you.
Coming at ya.
Oh, John.
At ya.
LR.
All right, take two.
Yeah, can we be like, hey, LR.
Ethel. That's Kane Pumpkins Ethel.
And you know who else is here?
Hi, Joshy Jingles. Joshy Jerkoff, as we're calling him nowadays.
No, we're not.
Joshy Jingles is old school. We're going with Joshy Jerkoff.
How is Joshy Jingles already old school? It's been like 3 weeks of it.
Naturally, we have to wait. Naturally, we have to wait. Yeah, that's what you're just going to do, is just do that over me when I'm talking?
By the way, everybody, it is a LunaticRadio.com show. I'm Kieran, that's Rock.
Yo!
And Josh Gogan.
Yeah!
Comedian Josh Gogan. We are the people that host the show.
I like how you pointed out everybody.
Yeah.
That guy right there.
That one over there is this. This one over here is that. Emails to the show at LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle hotline is 206-202-5666. Now, that's when you use a phone to call the program and leave us a drunken message.
What does 5666 spell?
Loon.
Loon. Loon. That was such a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make this cool. Loon. Although the 5666 works. You know,
thank God that was available. You might have had to go with L-U-N-E.
Yeah, that would have really stunk.
Like the radio station with the 104.3 frequency, their number will be 212-1043. Get it? Get it? That's how radio works,
get
people.
It.
We are going old school LR today.
We are? How so? What are we doing?
People are saying that in the chat room.
Well, Vox is in the chat room.
Apparently, they're not going to listen to this show, and they're just going to revert back to 2003.
They're probably better off.
That's what they're all doing. They're all singing up their iPods.
That would be awesome.
Show from 2 years ago.
I would respect that. Yeah, they actually all listen to an old show together instead of listening to the live one.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. I'd be like, good for you. I'd applaud that.
We'll see feedbacks about Ronnie Beans and Nikki DeBone. What up, everybody? Lots to do on the radio program today.
But real quick, before we jump into stuff, you're doing all the rundown of the emails and the phone numbers.
Yes.
Don't forget to listen live, ubroadcast.com/comedy or lunaticradio.com/live.
Right.
Channel 200 on Sundays.
Right. Comedy and more.
Yes. ubroadcast.com/comedy. Couple more weeks, kids. It's going to be all new and fun. So start getting used to it.
I will be distracted today because the U.S. Open is happening. U.S. Open, Tiger Woods is in the lead. He's got a broken knee. He's on a bum knee. Bum knee. And he's winning the U.S. Open. Well, actually, Czech of what's happening currently in the U.S. Open, even though we're doing a live show. Mostly, most of our listeners will be listening on podcast 5 or 6 days from now. Tiger is fucking... He's losing. He's losing. He blew it. Double bogey on the first hole. Johnny Miller said he sucks dick. Unbelievable, his commentary on the first hole.
He said he sucks dick.
Tiger is fucking sucking dick on the first hole.
Wow.
Let's go to Johnny Miller. Yeah, Tiger on the first hole. Wow. He's really sucking cock on this one.
I don't think he was saying that.
I think he was. Johnny Big-Headed Miller. His head looks like a watermelon. You ever see Johnny Miller's head?
No, I'm not familiar with the announcers. I don't pay attention to golf that much.
Yeah, well, you can't miss Johnny Miller. He's like the fucking MetLife blimp of a head he has.
Here's the only guy that while he's watching golf, he's got to like stop grabbing his goons. The only guy. He's got it. It's just got fucking... It's nothing to do about the players. It's just the idea of golf, of watching golf to him is like porn.
O-Town Rock in the chat room. Golf sucks dick.
Wow. He sounded like the announcer.
Sucks dick.
New this week on LR, Kieran pisses on an email. No.
Wow. He was creative once before, sir.
So Tiger Woods is losing.
Oh, that's a... See, he's referencing something we just talked about 5 minutes ago. About listening to an old show. See?
Get it?
It's tough for us. Because we're not really good with the chat room.
I bring up the...
we're not used to people in the chat room.
I bring up the U.S. Open because Fat Kev. Everybody knows Fat Kev. Fat Kev speaks in third person.
Fat Kev is out at the U.S. Open today.
Dude.
He's there in San Diego watching Tiger.
Blow he's not playing.
Dude, I'll caddy for you, Tiger.
Tiger, I'll beat this fucking dick.
You hit him with the fucking 9-9, dude? I'll take care of him.
Dude, you won't believe it. I'm washing Tiger's balls.
Get it? I'm washing his balls, dude.
Fat Kev hits golf ball really far.
he's a golfing caveman.
What are you going to be? Fat Kev, what are you going to be? Getting blowjob. What are you going to do, dude?
By the way, Fat Kev, not too far from Laguna Beach.
No.
Give him ball.
Going to take a little detour on my way home, dude.
Fat Kev doesn't putt from the rough.
Yeah, so Fat Kev's out at the U.S. Open.
Nice.
I got to check the email, the Drunkle Hotline Vault, we'll call it.
Oh!
Because Fat Kev is going to try. You know, it's super hard to sneak your cell phone into the golfing events. You can't bring your cell phones. You can't bring cameras, I don't think. To golf
that
events.
That sucks. That's not fun.
It's like the only thing you can bring is yourself. Like, you can't bring your wallet anymore or something. They're like really stingy because they don't want you distracting the golfers with a cell phone or a camera or blah, blah, blah. You know, Fat Kev, you know, obviously couldn't bring his goons because he would want to show them to everybody.
I was going to say, do they let you in when you ever go with your Jergens? So they let your Jergens in? Kieran's behind like a tree just jacking off.
Hey, what the hell is this guy doing?
This is the greatest day ever.
Right on the ball. like those Japanese things where they run up and come on the girl without her knowing.
Oh, yeah, that's Kieran.
As Kieran runs up on the ball as it's slowly rolling to a stop.
And he runs away. That's great.
So I'm hoping everybody's going to be watching the U.S. Open coverage today because at some point I'm sure you'll see my brother running around with a golf ball in his ass crack.
Dude, look at me, dude. I'm on TV.
Hole in one.
Somebody will hit one. Someone will hit one into the gallery and Fat Kev will just rip down his pants and pick it up with his ass cheeks.
The 19th hole, dude.
Yeah. Welcome to the 19th hole, fuck nuts. Try to hit this one out, Jeff Ogilby.
My granddad used to have a fucking bag for the balls where you just pop the little thing on there and suck them up. That's Kev doing it with his ass.
This is going to be on eBay. Hey, Davis Love, your balls in my ass.
How about them apples?
Yeah, use the hand wedge.
The hand wedge.
That Kev's six deep. And one ball deep in my ass.
It's like someone teased off. Top flight sucks dick.
Yeah. Fat Kev balls. Play with these.
The only guy with anal beads that are dimpled like golf balls.
My brother loves golf so much.
Yikes.
He actually has dimples on his scrotum. Like a golf ball.
Yeah.
I snorted again. It's all that coke. By the way, holy shit, at the top of the show, can I just bring this up on a tangent? I watched the greatest documentary this last week on Miami. Like the cocaine in Miami, late 70s, early 80s.
All right.
Holy Christ, was that place a zoo. Dude, there were banks literally run off of drug money.
Wow.
Like, there was a chain bank in Miami. This is just complete tangent. But there's a chain bank in Miami that usually, on average, around the country, right, they would have like $12 million in deposits from their customers.
Okay.
This one bank branch in Miami had $600
million. Wow. Holy shit.
$600 million. All cocaine. And once the whole like era of cocaine cowboys left, because there was so much violence and shit, once the police started cracking down, and actually the president went down there and made like a speech about we got to clean up this fucking town, all those banks dried up. All the nightclubs shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just because the money ran out.
Holy
fucking great. I don't know what the name of the documentary
was.
You
know what channel it was, at least?
It was on Showtime, I think.
Oh.
What a fucking awesome documentary
cool.
It was. It really was. And they, I mean, they had like everybody. They're fucking just lunatics. The Colombians?
Oh, sure.
Lunatics. There was this.
Ese.
There was this.
You know what I mean?
There was. Yeah, it was like Scarface, yeah. Literally.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Like, I thought Scarface was kind of like just.
What, fictitious?
Like an exaggerated version of what life was like during that period in Miami.
Right.
But hell no.
No.
It was actually worse than what Scarface was. It was. There was a lady, she was called the godmother of some like Baerga, something like that. This lady would literally wake up every day, go to her like right hand men and go, hey, shoot that guy.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Like you could do nothing to this lady. She's just like, I don't like him today. Shoot him. And that's what they do. And they didn't fucking have rules. Just if that person's hanging out in a crowd of 60, just spray the crowd. Hopefully,
Jesus,
you'll get them.
Christ, how do you even live there?
It was nuts. Yeah, it just got so crazy in Miami in like 81, 82 with these, you know, Colombians and Cubans just fucking lighting people up, like they you know, just shooting up freaking malls to whack some guy, and they would kill like fucking 12 people in the process. It just got so out of hand that. Like, it became nationally known, and it got national attention, and the fucking president and the government got involved. They would send fucking military down there to clean up the place.
Jesus.
Yeah, fucking nuts, man. What a great documentary, though. All right, back on to the show.
Masturbation, where are we?
I'll try. Yeah. Go right back into it. Yeah, so the U.S. Open's today. Fat Kev's at the U.S. Open. Hopefully, he'll call in if he snuck his cell phone in there. Hopefully, give
oh,
us an update.
Oh, that would be great. Dude, right by fucking Tiger Woods.
Well, I actually know what hole he's on. He's on 15.
So we might actually get to listen to Fat Kev get kicked out of the U.S. Open?
So we all, if you're watching the U.S. Open coverage today, watch when Tiger Woods gets to the 15th hole, because Fat Kev is there in presence.
Fat Kev's being escorted out!
Fat Kev's five security guards deep!
Fat Kev hiding in the sand trap. Fat Kev will be chasing Tiger Woods' fucking tee shot like it's a dog chasing a frisbee. Just running after it.
Dude, I'm laying in the rough. They can't see me. I got my camouflage on. I'm just blending in.
Now, Fat Kev is also a... he's my brother, by the way. Fat Kev is also a teaching pro. He's, you know, he's in the golf business. And Fat Kev was telling me the other day that Fat Kev wants to, you know... make the motions, take the steps to possibly try to qualify for a U.S. Open.
Wow. I think he could. I think he could.
He's got to do a lot of work. It is impossible to get in that fucking tournament.
Fat Kev could do anything.
But what's great about
it, he's a triathlete.
It's the U.S. Open. It's all based on skill. Right. They don't just select guys because, hey, that guy's cool. Let's have him play. No, you got to be good, you know, obviously. So he has a chance.
So it's, and they need to make it more like a spectacle, though.
What? Where you can have characters and people want to come out and see him.
He's like then, a wrestling entrance.
Yeah, Fat Kev. He pounds like a couple Bud Lights.
like Sandman.
Like Stone Cold, just two at a time down his throat. Just whoa.
It would be awesome to see Fat Kev. It would be awesome to see Fat Kev in a U.S. Open because, you know, when you watch these golf tournaments, you see the players after they hit their tee shot, you know, they're eating like a banana, drinking a thing of water. You just know Fat Kev's going to have a touring bag that says Coors Light on it, and he's going to just be drinking Coors Lights.
Going around with a shitty little, like, fucking, thermos with just fucking beer in it. Oh, that'd be awful.
I mean, he'll have a caddy carrying a bag, right? But then Fat Kev will just be carrying a cooler.
It's a fucking shitty old cooler.
It's the fucking
cooler. He's going to be using the bottle caps as a marker for the ball.
And his golf attire will be all silver, and it'll say like Coors Light on it. Like the silver bullet out there.
The silver bullet balls.
His caddy's got the word, get Fat Kev on the back.
Absolutely.
Fat Kev's going to be a millionaire after this.
Dude, imagine if my brother qualified for the U.S. Open and actually did sort of well in the tournament and got some TV coverage.
He'd have to have Bud Light sponsorship.
He'd be like John Daly. You know how John Daly's got like, everybody loves him because he's such a gambling nut and drinker. He's just an F-up. My brother's not an F-up, but he's just he's a wild man.
He's like he'd be like a frat, you know, like a fraternity golfer.
Yeah, he's like a frat guy golf.
He'd be the closest thing to Happy Gilmore that you could get.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah!
Come on, let's get some noise for Fat Kev.
Fat Kev.
And in the press conferences.
So quiet.
How the press conferences, he's talking in third person all the time.
Who wants to touch Fat Kev's pesci? Come on.
Fat Kev says the course is playing great.
Everybody's that looking around going, who's this Fat Kev guy?
Fat Kev thinks Phil Mickelson's a fat bastard.
He keeps talking about Fat Kev.
Print that shit.
Is Tiger Woods faggot. He's a fucking, he can't hit anything.
The announcers would probably be just disgusted with him, too. And now here comes Fat Kev.
Hey! He's like giving the finger to the announcer or something. Yeah. The fuck?
He's grabbing his balls, making a motion to the kid. It's Fat Kev.
Yeah.
There goes the class of the game.
Oh, that would be great.
Dude.
Like, you know when it gets quiet right before he's about to putt? Like, everybody's quiet, and you hear him, like, fucking burp. Excuse me.
Just drop an S. Let's go out to Fat Kev on 18. Fat Kev's got a 4-foot putt, left to right break. Just farting.
Come on, you can't play with me unless you're drinking.
Deep ball heroes, yeah. You're peeing on me. Yeah.
Beer me. Let's go out to Fat Kev on 13. He's got a...
Oh, my God.
He's center cut fairway. 232 yards to the green.
I got to do that. I got to make like a little production. I got to make a little production piece with that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, we should do that. Like Fat Kev at the U.S. Open. Just
all right. Well, for some reason, Fat Kev's taking his shirt off.
Fat Kev's getting a little warm. Check out the torso, dude. Feel this shit.
Fat Kev says it's a little hot out here. Fat Kev's playing shirt skins.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
You know, none of you know my brother, but he's funny as shit.
Yeah, listen to old shows. Go to the blog. Search Fat Kev. See how that works? And that's P-H-A-T. Not fat, the other fat. Because he's fat. Because Fat Kev's Fat Kev.
Yeah, Fat Kev. Fat Kev at the U.S. Open.
Dude, that'd be great. Ah, good. Hopefully, that'd be great if he does, man. I think he's totally has the ability to at least try, make a legitimate effort.
Yeah, he can. He'll give it a good shot. Oh, by the way, going to the U.S. Open is actually a lot more fun than you would think, by the way. Somebody in the chat room chiming in. It is fun going to the U.S. Open. Yeah. I've been there.
It's like NASCAR. Times. It's more fun if you go.
To be honest, I like watching it on TV because it's a lot of fucking walking around. And, like, you know, I'm agoraphobic. I can't fucking be in crowds all the time.
You can't be around nuts. Three people.
Yeah. Like, rocks enough.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm too much for you.
Kieran's already uncomfortable with just the two of us here.
Yeah. Rock and I went to a strip club on Monday.
What?
It was Rocket's birthday.
Yeah. I made it a birthday week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So is it still your birthday then?
No. No, it was today's the last. Well, last time.
I was thinking we were going to tell the people afterward that you have a birthday.
Oh.
For the after show meal.
Yeah, it was yesterday was the last day of Rocket, a.k.a. birthday Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Exactly.
It really was. He drank every day, just celebrating 29 years on this planet.
And it was so weird because last week's show, I figured that wasn't going to be too much. But as soon as Monday afternoon hit, all of a sudden, all the just my week started filling up. I'm like, you know what? It's my last birthday of my 20s. I'm going to make it a full week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Monday, I took Junior out.
Yeah.
One of the old crews. He and my buddy Junior, he used to be on the radio show.
Junior.
He's leaving. He's moving to San Diego for the rest of his life, I believe. I don't even know. And so I took him out to have some dinner. And then I remembered when I was like fucking really hammered with Junior, I was like, oh, it's Rock's birthday. Let's give Rock a call. And we ended up meeting Rock and we're like, you know what? Let's go to Blush.
Sure.
Where we sent Rock a couple weeks ago to get his lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
We met the owner of Blush, Sean.
He remembered us. I went to the waitress, like, is Sean here? And she's like, I'll tell him. Who's asking? I said, it's Rock from Lunatic Radio.
He came on out. He shook Rock's hand.
She said he'll be right out. And, you know, gave us drinks.
We tell you, he got us a round of beers.
A few rounds. And shots.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'm sorry, Josh. You miss out on all the fun.
I do.
You got to move closer.
You know what? I did.
Not close enough.
No, it was a good time, though.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It was funny. I was telling my buddy Simon Club Jelly about this, and he's like, of course, only you. You're at a strip club, and you're talking to another guy.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, but it's the owner.
Yeah, but you want to be hanging out with the coolest guy in the club.
Yeah, I know. We were. And you know what the part that really bugged me? So we're having these conversations with him, completely not paying attention to the women on the stage, and they still fucking come over asking for money.
Well, that's the thing.
It's annoying as fuck. Well, I hate that.
And that's why you want to hang out with the owner, too. If you're hanging with the owner, they're not going to bug you about that.
They did!
Oh, really?
Yes! Wow. Excuse me. Hey, guys. We're all completely... Our backs are facing the fucking, you know, the middle area, the bar area.
Did you go, I'm talking with Sean here.
I still gave him money because I don't want to be a dick right in front
of Sean.
Did
you give him money to go away? Is that what it
Pretty
was?
Pretty much.
Hey, fucking
Here's
go
a couple
away.
Bucks. Keep walking.
Well, they get off the stage and ask for money?
Yeah, they do their little dance and then they get off, like, the
little
thing and they walk around the bar and ask for money.
Weird.
That's weird. Any time I've gone to a strip club, that's always been.
Every time I've been to a strip club, they dance, get their money, and then they come up and ask you if you want a private, if you want a lap dance.
But where do they get the money from?
The stage.
What do you mean, the stage?
What do you mean?
Well, how's the money getting there?
What are you talking about?
All right, I guess the bar, like, this setup is, it's a horseshoe-shaped bar, and in the middle, a couple poles, and the chicks are dancing, and we'll
have
to
Wait a minute. You can't hand the money from the...
No, it's not like a catwalk-cut style fucking strip club.
Oh, shit. Okay, because I haven't been to one of the strip clubs out here.
Well, you're lucky.
Because all the ones there, they pick it up with their snatches, basically.
Oh, no. These are fucking money savages.
Ugh.
Hey, baby!
By the way, Rock, before you got there, I was sitting at the bar with Junior and we're drinking, right? And one broad comes over, does the whole spiel. All right, can you give me, you know, a couple bucks? You know, she leans on the bar with her boobs in your face, right?
Sure.
And at that time, it was like, you know, I was just like, you know, I've been giving money. And sure. I asked her, I was like, can I just throw it? Can I throw it on stage? And that's what I did. I was like, get out of the way. And I fucking just hurled it on the stage like a cocksucker.
The only time I've been in a club like that was my wife and I were in New Orleans. They're like, you know what? We're here. And they got, you know, weird shit. Our option was to go see like a drag show.
Okay.
Or a live sex show.
Okay.
And we flipped the coin. It was live sex show. And first of all, extremely disturbing to sit there and watch. Because it wasn't like they were having sex, but he's wearing his little bikini thing. And
it was
just
simulated.
Sort of like, yeah, it was simulated. And then afterward, they go around with these little buckets asking for money. And naturally, it's the dude coming up to us. Like, oh, yeah. Get out of here, you ball bag.
Wow, that is awful.
Yeah.
Oh,
we stayed for like two sets, and then it was like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that is awkward. And
so what would you call them, a set?
Yeah, sure, set.
Well, what was cool about hanging out with Sean is that then once we were talking to him, for a great guy, too,
yeah,
by
oh,
the way.
Man,
not
funny?
Not your typical, yeah.
your typical owner of a strip club.
Right. You, like, what the perception of what you think they are. You know, like a scumbag just talks about vaginas all day.
Right.
Kind of like us. He's not like that. A very quiet guy, nice guy, blah, blah, blah.
And with, the exception of that annoyance with the girls coming down, his place has that feeling. It's very, you feel comfortable there. It doesn't it doesn't feel like super sleazy. It's very clean there.
Yeah.
So his persona is shown in his whole place, and that's why it's really cool. That's why I don't mind going there, you know?
Yeah.
Been to, like, real awful places around the area.
So we're sitting there, and we're talking to Sean, and I don't know, some girls started coming over. Like, the strippers started coming over and chatting with us and
We were the big shits that night.
One girl...
You're the big shits every night.
One girl asked me to count her money with her.
Really?
So I counted all of her money with her, and she made, like, $275 and she was mad that she made only $275 for, like, 4 hours worth of work.
Jeez. Oh, they make a killing.
And complain about
I think at that point, somehow, Rock and I got really smashed, but at some point, Rock and I were, like, just standing next, like, against this wall.
Yeah, all right.
And we had two girls, like, just on us.
Yeah. They were just,
like,
hanging with us.
On us. There was this, like, little short brunette Russian chick who could barely speak the language, but she was fucking adorable. And she's fucking breathing in my ear for, like, an hour. And I was in fucking heaven.
Yeah.
I was in heaven. And she was taking her hand and rubbing it down my chest all the way down to, like where my obliques are. I don't really have them anymore, but where they're supposed to be.
You know, most of the audience going, obliques? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't get it. Is that a joke? Is that a punchline?
Is that a disease?
Yeah. And, oh, man.
Gears making up words again.
And at one point, she did that same type of motion to herself and extended her panties. So I saw the whole hey na 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 na.
God damn it!
Na 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 na.
That's the treatment you get when you hang with the owner.
Yeah, and I didn't. After a while, I felt bad because I figured she was just what.
You know, trying to set you up to go to the back room.
Yeah, and I, you know, obviously I didn't want to do that. So I grabbed my into my pocket. I just had a wad of, like, just mount up cash, and I was just like take that.
You know,
just take it.
You know, it drives them nuts when you don't. You know, when you don't seem to express any interest in them, right?
Yeah.
Like, because every dude in there is just like, oh, God. But if you don't express interest, they're like, what's with that guy?
I nibbled on her neck a little bit.
Did you really?
Really?
I did.
I had this. She was, the one I was with, she was just so stupid, like, giggly. She, like, I was a toy to her. It was ridiculous. Like, all right, I get it.
Was that the Victoria girl?
No, Leah, I think her name was. No, Victoria. We're still going to get to Victoria.
Oh, Victoria is the bomb. I don't even know if that's her name or real. I don't even care.
She was the bomb by the end of the night.
She's the girl I counted the money
right.
with.
Right, but at the beginning of the night, when we first met her, when you were doing the money counting, just a complete dolt. Just
she was really ditzy.
Just,
really
she
ditzy.
Was showing us on her cell phone these pictures of animals, and she gets her, I adopted this giraffe!
That's like, who owns a fucking giraffe?
And Kieran and I are looking at each other like, wow.
You're from Yapank. Why do you own a giraffe?
You said that. Trying to avoid
whatever.
You gotta you gotta talk to Sean and say, have you considered serving food? Because you'd increase your business on Sundays by 3.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be there in a second. Can we just go to, like, a restaurant, grab some food, and come on over?
Exactly.
Just take out.
On that.
So anyway, so keep the tell about Victoria as we changed our feelings about her as the evening went wrong.
Oh, yeah. After, like, counting her money with her, I was talking to her a little bit. She's just a funny chick, you know?
She
like,
was
very
just goofy.
Ditzy,
yeah,
goofy,
yeah.
funny. Goofy,
but she maintained a conversation, you know?
But like, she's fucking hot as balls.
Well,
like,
she's
hot,
a stripper.
Really smoking.
That's their job.
Very curvy, blonde, big boobs, like an amusement park. Really,
but she was very Long Island esque. You know, she had like the artificial tan and the classic Long Island accent about her.
Classic commute to her job too.
Yeah,
happened that day. She totaled her car.
Oh Jesus!
She totaled her car, and she hopped on a motorcycle with some dude, and he took her the rest of the way. So I was talking to her and she goes, I need a ride home. She's going, I need a ride home. And I was like, well, Rock's driving. And I was like, we can, you know, he's taking me out east because I was staying at a buddy's house. You know, we can drop you off in your town because it's on the way. Right. So we got to talking. And she's like, can I have your phone number? So I was like, all right, I'll give you my phone number.
That's crazy.
I gave her my phone number, and she called, like, she called my phone directly, right? Or automatically, or right after I gave her the phone number. I can't explain. I was really excited at this point. And she called me, and we, like, slipped into this, like, back room, and we're sitting across from each other.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing the whole, hi. How you doing?
Now, the funny part, right around here, they just started talking. I was getting bored at this point. Because they already been mingling for a while, and I'm just standing. So I go back over there to look in. It's like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, all right.
Dude, I was in heaven. Josh, I had a little bit of phone sex.
Really?
With the stripper sitting right across from me.
Wow.
She was 3 feet away, and she was rubbing her... her chest, like she was moving her finger around her chest. She had like a brassiere thing on, like, you know, those things the hot chicks wear.
That was really hot until you said that.
And brassiere, yeah, whatever. She looked hot and, oh God, she's rubbing her cans and she makes her way down. She makes her way down,
you,
Josh.
You, I can never
you
do
paint
sex
such
audio.
A picture,
no,
sir.
No, I can't.
You rub your cans.
Dude, this is... She's like, yeah, do you like this? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I was so rock hard at this point. And she puts her finger, like, in her panties, like the side of her panties, and rubs it all the way down to her cooch, right? And she goes, this is where you put your hammer.
He's the worst.
Yeah, clean it up for the radio.
Yeah. And, dude, she gave me the old,
how you doing?
Opened up the curtain.
Like, hey, how's it going?
She opened up the curtain.
Wow.
She gave you a little smile?
Yeah, with her veg. It was great.
We got
this whole story should have started Dear Penthouse.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to one-up him after his little party with her. And I said, let's go. And went to the other room and I got a lap dance.
From her.
So you got to do that. When your buddy's making headway with one of the strippers, you got to do it.
I just grabbed her. I'm like, let's go.
A friend of mine had dated a stripper for like a day, and it didn't go very well. So the next time we were at that club, every one of us was like, come here, you know, and looking at him the whole time. Huh? What do you think of this?
It was definitely the best moment of my week. Probably the best moment I've ever had at a strip club. Wow. It was fucking phenomenal.
That was a person, and you didn't have to pay.
I didn't pay a fucking goddamn thing. She was cool. She was very frisky. Phone sex with a stripper sitting right across from you is the best thing to do in a strip club. Hands down.
Incredible. You two are just sitting there with phones, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay?
Did you tell you had coke or something? What?
No.
I don't know how we worked this out.
Talking to her. Just, you know, chatting, being goofy. I don't know. Counting her money.
Well, I'm kind of glad we wound up because she had to stay longer and it was already way late. So he said, listen, I can't. And I'm kind of glad we didn't take her home because you would have been fucking trying to bang her in the back of my car.
Absolutely.
That would have been
sex
the worst moment of my life. On my birthday, Kieran fucking a stripper in the back of my brand new car.
Way to be a buddy.
Way to be a buddy. He's ruined.
That could have been the highlight of this dude's life and you just
squash it. Like driving Miss Daisy over here.
Of course, then the next day, she's texting him. He's like, oh, God, what do I do?
Dude, go around the block a couple more times. I'm not done yet.
Fucking shooting loads over Rock's shoulder.
Jesus Christ, that's all
as he's driving
needed.
On the LIE.
That's all I would have needed.
Actually, he probably saved you. He probably saved you because after all that, man, that's not, you're not lasting long at all. She would not be impressed.
Literally, this is like, this is what it sounded like in that little side room when I was sitting across from her. This is what it sounded like to me in my phone when I was just listening in. Oh, she was amazing.
Yeah, she was fun. She turned out to be... And she gave one hell of a lap dance.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got one from
one
her, too, before you showed up.
Was that free?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, all
I
right. I was
going
to say, like, son of a bitch, if she gave that to you for free...
Well, actually, I didn't pay for it. Junior paid for it for me.
Still, but you know,
did a little buyback thing.
Yeah, we got to meet the security guy, too. That's how we knew we were in. When you get to introduce to the security guy there in the back room, that's how you know. You're in good there. Sean introduced us. It was really cool.
Yeah, he treated us fucking. He's a great guy, man. Yeah. And I just went there. I wanted to meet him because he did give us a good favor on the show a couple weeks ago. You know, hooking Rock up with a lap dance. And I wanted to say, you know, hello and
sure. And with that, Kieran, I'll say this on air. I was. completely impressed with the way you handled yourself, because by that point of the night, Kieran was obliterated. Okay, when I showed up, he was dancing in the fucking parking lot of a diner to like fucking what was it, like DMX or some shit, just going at it. I mean, Kieran was the classic monkey boy obliterated at this point.
Oh man, I was wrecked.
And when we went to Blush, and you know, the girl came back and said, "Oh, he'll be out in a few minutes." Ray and I were like, dude, just fucking maintain, man. This is, don't fuck this up, you know? Nah. He's a cool guy, just maintain. I was like, let me talk. And then, you know, Kieran's like, okay, dude, whatever. You want me to pull out my hammers? You know, he's acting all stupid.
By the way, Sean wanted a banner.
Yeah.
Really? He wanted a banner to hang right above the stage.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't just unhook that one?
And I was just like, hole. Really? And I just looked at Rock. I was like, Rock, explain why we don't have one for him. I just looked at you for an answer. I was like, I had no answer for that. I was like, wow.
Did you say that? We'll see what we can do?
I don't. Honestly, I don't even know. I'll tell you, give him that.
Oh, come on.
But
I'll give him that one.
But yeah, but Kieran, yeah, you fucking... We were a trooper, man.
I think we did a great job explaining the show.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, no, but my point is, you are completely ham, but you were able to fucking keep your wits about you. I thought you were gonna be a complete douche to him.
By the way, he's a
hoosh douche.
By the way, if that
Elijah
like
douche-coo.
If our conversation with him was on the radio, it would be fucking riveting. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. I was locked into everything that guy was saying. Like, he's got such a great life, and he really doesn't
interesting
book
life
book him,
because he was saying, like, because we kept, you know, Ray asked him, like, man, you must have a great life. He's like, no, it's not, you know, it's not all fucking, everyone thinks it's this fucking easy life, I'm surrounded by strippers. And then he got into it. It's an interesting life. It's a great conversation, but he'll tell you it's not a great life what he's doing. Yeah. It's tough. He loves what he does.
Worked his
but it's
ass
tough
off to
but
get
it's
that
tough
club
exactly
too.
But it's very tough.
He worked his ass off to get that
I love what I do. I love bringing chicks here and have them take their clothes off. It's just, you know what? It feels good in the soul.
Oh, he's not like that. Oh, and it was kind of interesting with the little Russian chick that you just gave her the money. You found out, like, she fucking gets on a bus and she doesn't know where she's working. I thought that was so crazy.
Yeah, I got the whole stripper story from her. Her whole backstory. She's from Russia.
Right.
She graduated from college. She,
of course.
Obviously, in Russia. And she came over here, told her parents she was coming on over here. And I guess she was saying she's got to redo college over here. And I was asking her, I was like, why wouldn't your college degree be any good over here?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Why do you have to go back? She's like, I do. And
I think that's something they tell them. It's no good here.
I think at some point I asked her, like, so I was like, how many weeknights do you work here? And she told me that, well, she just, her and a bunch of girls get picked up in a van from Brooklyn.
What?
And they get dropped off at either the Scene, which is another strip club in the area, the Carousel, which is another strip club in the area, or Blush.
Yeah.
So they don't know where they're working on any given night.
Yeah. And that made sense after, because I asked her, I was like, oh, when do you usually work here? Because I figure they... And she's like, I don't know. Yeah.
What does she expect the degree to do for her? Like, I mean, if she already...
What is she getting? What is she,
if she already knows this shit, then just go apply for the job and tell them you're from Russia, you're educated there, and blah, blah, blah. And she's hot, she'll get the job.
Yeah, usually chicks strip to pay for college, like to get through college. They don't go be strippers after college.
Yeah, they
it's
go.
Interesting.
What happens is they go to pay for college and find out they can make, you know, $5,000 a week doing
that
it.
That girl,
like,
was
fuck college.
Fucking beautiful.
She
dude.
Was.
She was definitely my type.
I kept on. I wanted to dance from her. I kept waiting, but she was like busy. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not gonna keep. I'm not gonna wait for some chick. There's a ton of chicks here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not worth it.
She was cute, man.
Yeah, she was.
Got to get Joshy Jingles, Joshy Jerkoff over there.
Ooh. Yeah, if they could only serve food. Maybe we could talk to Sean. Maybe hook us up. Maybe we could order in.
Just have some wings.
We'll do Applebee's to go. It's right next door. We'll pick it up, bring it on home. That'll be great.
All the other customers are going, where'd they get the food?
I'd love to have that Victoria girl down here. Not just the banger, but to have her on the phone. She's on the show. She's very dizzy.
Of course you want her down here. Yeah. So awful.
She's very, I think she'd be fun.
She'd be down here and be like, guys, do a show. I'll be on my bed. Try to look over just a couple times at least, because I like that.
I'll be in my bathroom where Charlotte's Web is taking place.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte's Web.
We'll talk about that after the break. All right, back right after this.
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia. Tell me, mama. Take me home.
You.
Fuck.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? Nine Inch Nails. The new Nine Inch Nails blows.
You don't like it?
No.
What's wrong with it?
Like you said a couple weeks ago, it's very lazy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very lazy music.
That one shitty piano song where he just sounds like he's making it up as he goes along.
Yeah, Trent Reznor literally...
That's cocky.
He literally gets like a phrase and just repeats it over a music bed. That's his new stuff.
Disappointing.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I never thought like... To me, lyrically at least, I don't think he's ever been able to top Pretty Hate Machine. Just because it seemed, I could listen to every song on that and go, I can relate, you know, like a douchebag. I can relate. But, you know, after that, it's like, fuck, you just shut up and play the damn music.
Yeah.
Or, you know what would be cool is if he did the music, but he had guest singers.
Right, right.
That might actually be a good project for him. Let's email him.
Yeah, get him on the horn.
Yeah. During the break, Rock and I and Josh were talking about giving Sean the banner we have here in studio.
Yeah, might as well.
It's a nice big,
a
you know, it's black. It looks exactly like the, you know, the
it's black. It's
banner on the website.
It's like steel.
It says Lunatic Radio.
It's got an L on it.
Black background and white lettering.
Yeah.
And there's a dot.
How big is that thing, Rock?
There's 6 grommets in it, so you know.
2 foot by 7 foot long.
2 foot by 7 foot. We'll just, maybe Sean will put that up in blush and.
That'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I can't believe he actually said, hey, give me a banner. That was so cool. Man, he's a nice guy. I would recommend anybody go to Blush. And, you know, I don't go to a lot of strip clubs. I honestly, I'm not a big fan of them. They feel all weird, but I feel like there, it feels comfortable. And I told him this. I was like, I feel comfortable here. And he's like, that's like one of the best compliments I could possibly
get.
That's
the thing, is if it's like a place where you can just hang, then that's a good strip club.
Absolutely. And that's the type of place that is.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been in one strip club really that felt that way, and it was just the coolest thing. And it's hard to explain to someone. It's like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, we're going. Oh, strip club. It's like, you don't get it, dude. Mm. It's not a strip club. It's a club that has strippers.
Josh and I went to a great one in Atlantic City. Fucking Bear Exposure.
Jesus.
Bear. I love the names.
It was a BYOB fucking strip club.
That is a place where you could blow $1,000
in
a night.
Oh, my God.
Just because any kind of chick you're into, they got it.
Yeah, every single, wow. Yeah, everything.
It's so weird because it's like, you know, like, oh, you know, I like chicks with tattoos. Yeah, what kind of chicks with tattoos?
Yeah, how many?
It really was just like a huge fruit stand. It had everything.
Wow.
Everything. You want orange, you want an apple, you want a banana.
Well, I kind of like goth girls, but with a little bit of a raver
twist. Well, here's the thing. How much is a dance? How much does a dance cost?
What?
$20?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they had this, it was a crazy setup because you go, it's almost like they have a swipe card. So you go and you pay this dude.
Oh, that could be deadly.
You pay this dude and then they come in with a swipe card and then take you over to the area.
Yeah, like you're just swiping this card every time?
No, you're not swiping the card. Oh. It's almost like you can't hand her the money.
Yeah.
You have to hand it to a third party.
Gotcha.
Who gives her like a, you know, credit.
You have to order the food.
Yeah.
Understood.
And then the food is brought to you and the food takes you into the back room and gives you a lap dance. And
it's one of those, like, while you're getting your dance, you're checking out the other chicks and going, oh, fuck, that one's next.
I want that one, too.
I want that one next.
Yeah.
Strip clubs are a funny place, though. You know, like, Mabby's bringing it up, you know. Don't get naked in front of me and then tell me I can't fuck you. You know? It's true. It's like these chicks are just basically undressing. They're rubbing your cock, you know, and you can't do anything. All you can do is keep your hands on the fucking sides of the couch.
Yeah. You gotta go into a strip club knowing what is happening, knowing the deal. Every girl that talks to you is just trying to get money out of you. And once you realize that, you can have a good time.
And honestly, there's a creepy element about it. Like you and a bunch of dudes want to go out and get hard-ons together.
That's true.
We would go sit next to each other and get rock hard.
Sounds good to me.
I'm never going again.
Going back to the, this is going to throw rock on underneath the bus. After I had that phone sex with the chick, I walk out of the room, right? And I go, Rock, grab my hammer. It's so hard.
I know. You're such an idiot. I'm like, no! I screamed it out.
Did you make a motion at first? I'm like, wait a minute.
No, he went to grab my hand. And I'm like, no!
Rock, feel this.
I was like, fucking
my
asshole.
Dick has never been so bigger.
You should have went to the bathroom and taken a picture and texted it to him.
Oh, so...
Yeah, you were
so proud of my dick. I was like, God damn.
So retarded that night.
Oh, I paid for it the next day, man. I don't think I woke up till Wednesday. It was fucking...
My wallet paid for it. I opened it up.
Oh, my God.
Fucking dust bunnies fell out of it. That's about it.
Yeah.
I did what? And I didn't get laid even?
Yeah. My wallet, when I opened up my wallet the next day, it sounded like an empty warehouse.
Did you have stripper dreams after that? That night?
No.
Really?
It was just a fun night, you know?
That first dance, I gave her a $20 tip.
Oh.
It was so rock.
Well, she gave me two dances.
Yeah, but you that...
I know,
I fucked
up. The
money you give her at first is the tip.
I know, I fucked up. That's why I'm bringing it up.
How much extra?
It sucked. I just
Why don't I go ahead and pay you for two more dances, but you don't do them for me?
It was so fucking bad.
Jesus.
I was being nice. She was a nice girl.
You're a good guy.
I said, you're adorable. And she goes, thank you. With her fucking shitty Russian accent. That was my shitty Russian accent.
Shitty Russian Asian accent.
Yeah, so I have, we were talking about Charlotte's Web before. I have these spiders in my bathroom. And I am arachnophobic, man. I fucking hate spiders.
I'm with you on that.
But I got these spiders that are like on the molding on the floor, and they got their little web going.
They're there right now.
Yeah, they're there
Thank
right
you
now.
Me.
And I know, like when I took a dump, I went to go take a dump on Monday. I sat down on a bowl, and I just see this little spider chilling out, you know, on his web, like just still, you know. And the next day I come back,
Karen's
right?
Weird.
The next day I come back into my bathroom, and there's two of them chilling out on the web, all still, you know, like in freeze frame. It's chilling.
So hold it right there. He saw it, and he said, "I'll leave him there."
Yeah.
It's all right. He's not bothering me. I'm not bothering him.
I decided.
That's Karen's logic.
I hate spiders. Like, I walk around that corner. Like, I take a wide berth around that corner. I don't want to be near it, right? So, I figured, you know what? I'm just going to let him chill there, and they're going to be my little bathroom buddies. They're going to be my little bathroom buddies, and it's like Charlotte's Web.
What are they...
Go ahead.
What are they catching in there?
What are they catching in
there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, they set up a web. Like, they set up a web to catch... bugs Karen, to eat, and Karen, there's nothing in there. What are you like?
Karen's dip shards that fall out as he tries to throw it down the toilet.
Right.
You gonna start feeding them? You gonna go out and collecting bugs and toss them into the web for him?
This is like, you remember that show on MTV, Joe's Apartment with the roaches? This is Karen's apartment, but instead of the roaches talking, you know, the spiders just are just they just there,
just silent.
Like he's talking to the spiders, like, "What's up, guys?" And then they're there, just like making a web.
Completely, that's creepy.
Yeah, it's like opening up like a Walmart in Brooklyn.
They
like,
moved in.
They moved it. You got new. See, Karen. Oh, this is Karen trying to gain a social life. So he's making sense. Just to try to make friends with a couple spiders
in his
bathroom. So he's fucking taking a shit and he's like talking to fucking spiders.
Have you given them names yet?
I will.
Joey and Steve.
That one's Tiger.
Well, I go
That's
in there.
That's Mickelson.
By Wednesday, you know, I'd take my Wednesday dump, right? And I start talking to him now. Talking to him. Like, yeah, what's going on, guys?
Instead of reading the newspaper, he chit-chats with a couple
talking
spiders.
Talking to the spiders that are in front of me.
And they're just, they don't care.
Hi, guy. Know? Yeah, they don't care.
Unbelievable.
But I was telling Rock, I was like, you know what? It's been like a week. Now I'm thinking the spiders are going, you know what? We're a little skeptical about building a web here because we might get squished, but I think this is a safe place.
Yeah, I heard this was a bad neighborhood, but apparently.
You know, this is the spiders. I just picture the spiders talking to each other. Hey, it's not a bad place.
Yeah,
you know,
the
rug's
a little
safe.
High, but I think it's manageable. Yeah.
It's not too bad, you know. We thought he might squish us if we build a web here. So, I think they're getting a little comfortable, and I think by maybe midweek this week, I'm just going to surprise attack them and squish them.
But you're...
Just out of nowhere.
You're going to keep them for like a week?
They get really comfortable around you.
Yeah. You know.
They're going to start buying like little IKEA furniture in the bathroom.
They're sibling shit.
Once they start making cracks about the size of my hammer when I'm taking a dump, it's over.
Ask if you got any glue.
So I'm talking to the spiders, you know?
When they start making a web around your fucking dip cans, then they're fucking out. They're done.
I better not go in there and see them using drugs. Because then they're out.
There's no fucking heroin in here.
Pack your bags, fellas, you're out.
And no pets. They're not allowed any pets.
Charlotte's Web going on.
Keep a fucking...
I wonder if they're male or female.
You need help. You need... Because, I mean, you can literally... It's just like this picture of Kieran just sitting there, taking a shit, and just staring at these fucking spiders.
They're little guys, too. They're not big.
If you see some crazy sack
And
formed,
no, I'm not picturing Kieran taking a shit. I'm just saying.
If you see some crazy sack forming there, get rid of them immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't, want those... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But it's like a little black one. And he's chilling there. I think
you
he
let
ate
them live in there.
By the way, there's an update because today I went on there and one of them's on the floor like just.
There's an update. This is the update.
Well, yeah. Well,
there's an update to 6 seconds ago.
I'm updating 6 seconds
Real
ago.
Real time
because I went in
you
there today.
Refresh,
Rock. You went and you saw one of them's on the floor. I think he's dead.
I felt uncomfortable taking a piss before. I thought there was because I always think every spider's gonna bite me. And
I fucking wouldn't. I wouldn't have noticed them until you said that. Now I'm gonna be.
So I was taking a piss and was looking over my shoulder to make sure they're not gonna kill me.
Yeah. Wait till my coffee's done and just piss in my cup.
Yeah, one of the spiders must have took a Tim Russert and had a heart attack.
All right.
Is it too early?
Is it too early?
Is every news organization going to cover it then?
Hit refresh. What else happened, Karen?
Oh, by the way.
Why don't you throw a mic in there? See what they got to say.
Emo Tony checking in. I need a BJ and a bottle of Jack.
Okay.
There you go. All right. It's nothing to do with the subject matter, but whatever.
Craigslist, sir.
But you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
Why not?
Spiders in my bathroom, man. I think I'll let them chill till Wednesday, and then I'll...
I can't believe you had this plan. I don't know what goes through your head.
Apparently a tsunami will be...
You have this planned out. A tsunami.
Or an earthquake. What would you call...
Or a giant flip-flop.
Yeah.
There's a flip-flop warning.
There's a flip-flop warning on Wednesday. Fellas. Hey, fellas. Flip-flop warning on Wednesday. Might want to border up your house.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fucking... I'm yelling to him as they're over there.
You need a... I'm going to get Karen a little video camera.
Yeah, my little buddies. Until Wednesday. Until they get smashed.
So why do you need those few days? Like, what? Why wait?
Because I just want... I want them to get him a little bit more comfortable. Having that little spider web behind my bathroom door. And as I close it, I can see
him. I know what you're trying to do.
What?
You're going to get a chick here and have sex. At least you know you have some sort of fucking audience. That'll be your audience for your sex. Because you can't have sex until you have an audience. So you'll become friendly with them. Going to make them like buddies of yours. You're like, yeah, okay, we're buddies now. I can have sex now with a chick. Because now there's someone here while I'm having sex.
What do you think? Like, I'm going to roll in with a chick, have sex with her on my bed.
Do you mind if I open my bathroom
My
door?
Two spider friends are going to roll out of the bathroom and sit on top of my TV and
You'll probably take them.
You'll
probably take them
with all
them
their
out.
Eight legs.
You'll take you them should, out, put should. Them in a cup, and you'll put them like right on your little bed drawer over there.
You know, Rock, it's dresser. Not a bad idea because they have eight legs. 16 legs clapping sounds like an audience,
Listen,
doesn't it?
Yeah. See? Karen's got his audience for sex.
You know they're talking shit about you too, right?
It's going to sound like I'm at the Letterman show.
They're in there going, Jesus, he's jacking again.
Yeah, right. They're probably going to leave. They just disgusting
yeah,
lifestyle.
It's kind of fucked
leave.
Up because I've been taking showers. You take a shower every day and I'm naked in there. I wonder if they're fucking making fun of my ball bag.
Look at that douchebag. Poor guy.
The spider's sitting there going, I got a bigger dick than this guy.
They're going to start sending you spam for male enhancement.
My spider shits are bigger than his dick.
What is this for? Concerned spiders in your bathroom.
He's 99 fucking times bigger than I am, and my ball bag's bigger.
You know it's bad when he starts asking him for, like, what should I wear today?
Yeah.
You like the green or the blue?
I'll just start talking about my love life, too. I was like, dude, I met this chick, I don't know.
What do I do?
Things are happening.
No, it's going to be bad when I call Kira. He's like, dude, I'll call you back later. I'm talking to the spiders. I got the spiders on the other line. I'll call you back.
Yeah. Me and the spiders are hanging out drinking some beers.
No, I thought you were saying, all right, spider, I'm all right, spider.
That's what I'll do. I'll do the old Goodfellas scene with him. Dance for me.
Wow, Kieran.
Are you going to let him talk to you like that? Oh, the balls on this kid.
What am I here to amuse you?
Oh, yeah. So, spiders, man.
Spiders. Hey, real quick, I just want to about my birthday week. Just want to give a shout out to everyone for coming out last night. It was a fucking... I gave you the... Don't give me that. I invited you.
What? How'd you invite me?
Email, remember?
No.
Yes, and you said you couldn't. What? But I'll still be there Sunday. I'll pull up the email right now.
Oh, okay, that one.
Don't you dare.
All right, as soon as, well, no, as soon as I
don't
got
you
it,
dare.
I remember
don't
now.
Don't you dare.
I remember.
Don't you dare.
I remember.
Don't you dare.
I'm
you
sorry.
Dare. So, yeah, big shout out to everyone for coming out.
Wait, first Kieran can't have sex without an audience, and now he can't take a dump without one.
It's true. Every facet of your life has to have an audience. Disgusting.
My shits are remarkable.
Disgusting. But unbelievable. We had a good time last night. It was great. Kieran came out. A whole bunch of my friends came out. It was fucking...
By the way...
And I'm exhausted now, man. Ugh.
Yeah, you really should thank everybody because it was hell on earth getting there.
Oh, my God.
It was like a fucking...
Monsoon! Around 8:30, when I told everyone to come down, the fucking, as they say, skies opened up.
Oh my God. Not only a monsoon, but there must have been, I was driving in on the LIE, there must have been about 90 lightning strikes, wow. Like right in front
insanity.
Of me.
Insanity.
I thought,
insanity.
Like, I thought every, like, I was just waiting for my turn to get struck. Like,
right.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
At one point, I'm driving down the LIE, and three lightning strikes simultaneously right in front of me.
Wow.
Just right in front of me, like across the fucking
that's,
LIE.
That's
I was
creepy
like,
when
oh
it happens.
God.
I saw a lightning bolt hit a telephone pole that was like real close. Yeah, I mean, it was like, another 10 feet and it would have got me.
Yeah, and I saw so many that I was trying to anticipate when the next one was going to happen. No, it doesn't happen. They're going, just way too fast for me.
I'm sorry, God. I don't mean to do it that often.
Hellish out there last night.
Yeah, and I was going to try to like lay off the beers this weekend. I just did not happen.
No, that wasn't going to happen.
Uh-uh.
This week, I got to take a break. I did so many days straight of just boozing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fucking...
I am just like...
You can turn to alcoholics.
Messed up.
We have to make that bet. Which one is going to be the first one to go to rehab? You know?
Yeah.
Because we're cool. It's not going to be Josh. Rock and I have our neck and neck, as they say. In the horse racing, right?
Oh, horse racing.
Yeah. What's the update on the...
Yeah, we're just going right down into that circle I made. And
circle jerk?
That makes a big difference, doesn't it, Murph?
Yeah, when you're circle jerking.
Got to be careful you don't quick hook it. If you hit a left, it's about a 265-yard carry. Down the right, it's about 10, 15 yards shorter.
Who's this?
Cannot reach the green at two, I don't believe.
Tiger?
No, I don't think so either. Not enough wind today.
Listen to that clang.
Because the bumpers on the right are very
difficult. It's bad enough watching it now, just listening to it.
Yeah. That was Arnie Els hitting a tee shot.
Your boy.
I want an update on Tiger Woods. Fat Kev at the U.S. Open today. Hopefully, we'll hear from him. And, we're just hanging out today, really. We could take a break. We'll come back. Do more. We got something we got to throw out there for the people.
We're throwing things out?
Yeah, an idea Rock and I are pondering.
For the people?
Yeah. No, it's something we want to do, but we need some help with it.
It's a thought.
And I think it would be
people.
A great fucking... I think it'd be a
be
great
thrown
fucking...
Out.
It'd be a great event. A great time.
It would be a great event.
Josh, you don't even know about it yet.
No.
But I think he'll like it.
That's what I get for not getting here early.
Yeah. I think he'll like it, too.
Okay.
He might.
So we'll talk about
that.
We're
going to throw it out to the people.
Tim Russert died. Oh, we got a great thing on hockey. The Onion did a great story on hockey and how non-important it is.
As how frustrating and sad it is also a bit funny. So I'll give that a little credit.
Hulk Hogan's wife. We got another story update on the Hogan family.
Ooh. Is this our teaser show? Is this where we tease going to break? Are you trying to like do like professional radio?
Maybe.
Teasing? Teasing to what's coming up? That's crazy talk. Why are you doing that?
Next thing you know,
he's
wacky
trying to
bits.
Impress his spider friends. That's what it is.
Wacky bits coming.
Dude, I'm
going
to do a good show. Watch. You'll see.
All right. Back right after this.
Hello. This is Bear Grylls. And I'm in the jungle in Panama. And I just found out that 3 years ago, an American tourist came out here and he didn't listen to Lunatic Radio and he died.
It's lunaticradio.com.
you're the one. Get out, love is like forever, but now it's over, now it's done.
Sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio iTunes podcast comedy category. Cause we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Watching the U.S. Open during the break. Tiger Woods down by one. Lee Westwood is winning. Lee Westwood. By the way, update on Charlotte's Web in my bathroom. We're just talking about. Apparently, update. There are three spiders. Two are dead.
Wow. Wow, this is breaking news. Holy shit. Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. We got to, like, fucking...
Yeah, update on the... I just walked in there, and I see one guy, one spider chilling on the web, and two bodies on the floor.
Wow.
So one of them whacked the other two.
This is fucking breaking news, man.
Must have been a stabbing. Must have been a fight they had. Yeah, dude, it's my fucking web, dude.
Little throwdown in the bathroom.
Yeah. Fighting, so now I just got one.
Aw.
One spider. I had three. I didn't even know I had three until I saw the two dead bodies. Oh. Well, that guy on Wednesday is going to receive.
He's the alpha male of the group.
Thunderstorm of flip-flops.
Oh, really? You're gonna jack off while you're killing him? Here's one for the road, buddy. One for the road.
Yeah. Josh has got a good story. And,
I do?
Yeah. It's, well, actually, a street sweeper story.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
A little doggy in the Bronx got, somehow, swept away by a street sweeper. I don't know how this happens.
Stop it.
You know that a street sweeper doesn't exactly do 90 miles an hour.
Right.
And I don't know, dogs, kind of fast. Four legs.
Sure. They could scoot around.
Yeah, they could mosey. Apparently not this dog.
No.
Here's the clip.
The sanitation is looking into a terrible accident involving one of its street sweepers and a dog. The dog was yanked from his leash out of his owner's hand and swept up by the machine on the side of a Bronx street. CBS2's Carolyn Costello spoke with the dog's owner.
The animal is just a family member from the house.
Robert Machen is devastated. His family's Boston Terrier, Ginger, is gone, and he can't believe how it happened.
Just being dragged into that machinery. And killed in that fashion.
When he broke the news to his mother, Carmen, he says she nearly collapsed.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Ginger and her mate, Buster, were both on leashes on the side of the street. That's when a street sweeper approached. A group of witnesses say going much faster than the 10 miles an hour it's supposed to.
It has no, well, all right.
How did Buster fucking push the other dog into the fucking street? Go fuck yourself.
Well, apparently the dogs were strapped up, right? They're on leashes,
sure.
Yeah.
Hooked to something. What does the speed of the street sweeper have to do with anything if the dogs are contained to one like, yeah, little area?
You see it coming,
yeah,
and those things are loud.
Right. Ridiculous. Here we go.
So close to the car that he sucked the dog off the leash.
Say the driver was doing 30 or 40 miles an hour and was listening to heavy...
Smoking pot?
Wait, what was he listening to?
Phones. They say they chased the truck for blocks before he stopped. When he finally did, he refused to shut down the mechanical broom.
You know, we couldn't believe that that man could be driving that fast,
yeah,
and sweep up the little dog in such a fashion, like if he was a piece of man, you know, garbage or something. And then don't even say I'm sorry.
This is traumatic.
The sanitation department says this is a rare and unfortunate incident. It offers its condolences to the family and says it will investigate exactly what happened.
Investigate.
Here. Reporting from the Soundview section of the Bronx, Carolyn Costello, CBS.
Well, apparently what happened was a street sweeper came and got a hold of the dog. Case closed.
Yeah. Investigation over.
By the way, you know, if it's not your dog, that is the best dog death story I think I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is a good one.
Boom.
It really is a good
the
one.
The only thing that would have been better is a street sweeper had launched the dog into a building. And it slowly slid down the wall.
Here it is. And he just keeps on posing along.
And he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't. What is he supposed to do? Sorry.
Well,
How about you not walk your dog so close to the fucking street sweeper?
That reminds me of a story I actually saw when as a little kid. I saw one of my dogs get crushed by an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My dog was chasing a cat. 18-wheeler was driving by. The cat ran in front of the truck, and good old Buffy tried to skirt between the wheels.
Aww.
And didn't work out too well for Buff.
I think 90% of my dogs as a kid died by vehicular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Buff got crushed. I was dead. Oh, my God. I was devastated.
Fucking imagine. 10
years old.
You saw it.
Seen it. Yeah, I saw it. It was fucking it was bad. I love that fucking dog. But the guy stopped, obviously. My father at that point was out in the street, you know, going, oh, no, fucking dog's dead.
Yeah.
Guy came over to my dad. He's like, I didn't see him, dude. Like, stoner, dude.
That kept driving?
My dad was on his knees, and he points up. He's like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy's like, dude, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't see she just ran. And my dad's like, get the fuck out of it before I knock you out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't care. Wasn't his dog.
Yeah. Right now.
I don't think that street sweeper is giving a fuck about, you know, swiping up the little fur ball.
No, he's got. Those guys don't give a shit.
No, dude.
I mean, it's like
they smoke pot and sweep the roads with a machine. That's all they do.
All he had to do was like, I'm driving a street sweeper. Obviously, I don't give a fuck about your dog.
They're going at 10 miles an hour all day.
No, this guy, he was going at least 30 or 40.
Yeah, and a street sweeper. Oh well.
Life hasn't given me the life hasn't given me the compassion.
Well, the dog may be dead, but it's clean now, right? You get it, you know.
Had a nice bath on the way out.
Yeah, you know.
Just sucked in.
Probably one of those dogs too, where the owner's like cooked it steak.
Right.
Yeah, they go shopping for the dog at the grocery store.
They eat with the family.
A nice plate. Yeah. The dinner.
The family's having chicken parmesan. The dog's having chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
The people that carry their dog everywhere, bringing them into the fucking stores.
Ugh, yeah.
I hate that.
License plate says, I love my dogs.
I love my Yorkie.
Ugh.
Yeah. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I love my dog, but I know it's a fucking dog.
Right.
I'm not fucking taking a guy to the movies or anything. You know what I mean? It's a fucking dog.
Any dude who has children that cries over a fucking dog, just, like, it's a dog.
Well, it's their first encounter with death.
Yeah. No, the kids, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand the kids being upset. That's, you know, that's important. But as a dad, I have a dog. I have two dogs. Mm-hmm. And after my kid was born, those dogs could fucking blow up.
Just doesn't even remember the name of his dogs anymore.
And I'd be happy. I'd be like, thank God I don't have to worry about feeding those things again.
Do you even know the names of your dogs anymore?
Yeah, but I don't. They just go by stupid now.
See, that was the great thing about my family's big dog, Doofus. He looked dumb, and we just named him Dumb, like a dumb name, Doofus.
Big dogs are different.
Yeah.
Like a big dog, like a German Shepherd, you know, like I probably still wouldn't be, you know, boo-hooing over it, but a German Shepherd's got a little, like my dogs contribute nothing to the house. They do nothing.
Yeah.
At least if you had a big dog, the big dog, you know, can offer some protection.
Sure.
Or...
Yeah,
you know, keep you company.
Yeah, well, he's big. He's a Newfoundland. He's big, black, and intimidating. He's got a real big bark. You know, sounds like a fucking hurricane when he barks. But you just can walk. You can have a fucking machete walking into the house, and it don't matter. He'll start licking your face. You know, you're his best bud.
I want one of those.
Go ahead, take the TV. I ain't watching it.
I want one of those retired police dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Those guys are badass, man.
Yeah.
I don't want a violent dog.
No, they're not violent. They're just very protective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get them and they, like, you have very specific, this is how you treat this dog and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're I've heard they're just amazing dogs because, you know, they're reliable and at the same time, you can be, you know, you feel safe having the dog
mm-hmm.
and the dog, you know, is very well behaved. But at the same time, you can treat them nice and appreciate them, and just so long as you don't, you know, don't let them get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Be awesome. Or the retired greyhound.
Greyhound. What is a greyhound look like?
It's a racing dog.
Yeah.
Oh, well, right. The thin ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They only live for like 2 years or something.
Oh, that sucks.
I like big, stupid dogs.
Well, there you go.
I don't like those little fucking dainty dogs. Poodles can be just, ugh. Can we just get rid of poodles in general?
You want a chihuahua, don't you?
Yeah. You ever seen a mastiff?
Looks like a turd with eyes.
You ever see a mastiff? Those dogs, this is like the biggest dog you'll ever see.
Oh, a bull mastiff or something?
Yeah. They're enormous.
I haven't seen one, but...
God, I knew a guy that had two of them. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, they grow to be like fucking like 200 pounds or some shit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they're like small cows.
Yeah. Ugh. Why would you want that?
There it is.
Oh, fuck. Those are big dogs.
That's like the, is that like the dog that, St. Bernard? I'm thinking it looks like a St. Bernard a little bit.
I could chill with one of those.
Yeah, you could ride them.
I look, Rock, give me a picture of a Newfoundland.
Oh, okay. I just want to see what a St. Bernard looks like real quick. Oh, that's a,
good, cool.
A little different.
Oh, those are the ones that wear the little fucking barrel.
Yeah, how do you spell Newfoundland?
New found a land. Newfoundland? That ain't it.
Newfoundland.
You might want to put dog in there, too, so you don't wind up with the country.
Yeah, look at Newfoundland. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the big face on him. Yeah, well, my dog's great because he's a Newfoundland lab.
He's
got like a lab face.
Yeah, look at this.
But he's the size of a Newfoundland.
Wow.
Look at the big... Look, they gotta be named stupid things. Look at that. They look dopey.
They're just like, hey, here's Newfoundland.
Yeah. Wait, those aren't dogs. Ooh, redhead. Hello.
I love it. You look up dogs and you still...
That's exactly what my dog looks like. The one, the third, second row, third one down.
Wait, second row.
Third one down. No, down. Down one, over to the left. Over to the left. That one. That's exactly what my dog looks like in a profile. Fucking fat bastard.
So if you want, Google Newfoundland.
Well, mean
click
Crocker.
On the first link.
We're doing radio for ourselves right now.
No, no.
That's how I get with Doof, too, when he comes over. I do Doof.
I was like, aw, look at the Newfoundland puppy. Doofy. Is that real?
Can't tell. Yeah. Oh, I want him back.
Look at your
face. Oh, look at your Doofy, man. Look at your face. Oh, God.
I just want to, like, bang him.
What?
All right.
Sorry.
Slow down, killer.
Oh, look at the Newfoundland with the baby.
Whoa.
Oh, good job, baby. Dude.
Yeah,
wow,
that fucking that big bastard wants to eat that kid. All right. Enough with the doggy thing. All right. So our idea. Rock, you want to break into this?
Sure, why not?
Rock and I came up thanks to Nikki the Bone, old school Nikki the Bone, and Lady Dags.
The Bone. Dags,
are one of our models.
Oh, wait a minute. She's up to nickname status.
Ugh. Lady Dagger. Lady Dagger. Right, whatever.
I was going to say, run.
One of our listeners from run, Maine. She's from Maine.
Yes.
How about Josh?
Joshy?
An LR barbecue day.
That actually sounds like a good idea.
Barbecue right. day. It's the summer.
Please.
We got to listen to Will Smith as we talk about the LR. Barbecue Day. It's just an idea. But we want to throw it out to the listeners.
To make it happen.
Yeah.
It's work.
Well, help us out with it. Because what we do need is a place to do this.
Yes, that's now, the first thing.
Now, it just can't be any type of place because we want to do activities as well. I mean, of course
activities.
Of course we want to barbecue some stuff and
cocaine.
Eat and have some brews and drink. And we need a big area because what we also want to do is not only do a barbecue, but we want to have activities for the people. We need a big enough place where we can play some, wiffle ball.
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Dominoes.
And maybe have some horseshoes going.
Ooh, horseshoes.
Because nothing's better than, doing some horseshoes, fucking crocked out of your mind, throwing metal things around. Awesome. So we want to do an LR Lunatic Radio Barbecue Day, maybe / pig roast if we can work that out. I don't eat swine. I don't dig on no swine, but if you want to do a pig roast, that's cool.
We would need a chef or cook.
Yeah, we need a chef or cook. So maybe scratch that idea. Barbecue day, hot dogs and hamburgers, easy enough, right?
That sounds tasty.
But we need a place to do it.
Yeah, we got to figure that's the first part.
And Rock and I were thinking, I first had the idea of maybe a campground site. I was thinking that, but then Rock threw in the idea of having a beach. And I was like, a beach sounds great to do a barbecue. And we want to go old school style, burgers, food. We got Tony B, Emo Tony in New Jersey, who's
a chef.
Yeah. And he's actually cooked Rock and us a meal before, and it was very delish. Delish. Yeah.
He dropped a barbecue song on your desktop, he said.
Yeah. Two Skinny J's barbecue song.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
let me open that up.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yes, and Emo makes a fantastic balsamic reduction. Yes, he is like the LR chef. But that's a lot of work, Emo. We don't want you to have to sit there and fucking roast a pig all day. It's a lot of fucking work, man.
You kidding me? Fucking Tony would be there.
Tony
fucking
could rock it.
He'll fucking lace the pig with marijuana and it'll be great. Real stoned off of
Emo will fucking cry on it.
Marijuana pig.
It's flaming with my tears. Yeah.
This pig is dead.
It's tears. The pain that makes it good.
It's marinated in Emo. What am I looking up here?
It's barbecue.
All right. This is Josh's barbecue.
Old school Two Skinny J's.
Oh.
And we're doing a reunion tour.
So how about lunaticradio.com barbecue day?
I like it.
It would be like an all-day event.
I like that idea. I'm down.
Starting at maybe 11 in the morning, going to 5, 6.
That'll
like
work.
That.
Can I just cut in real quick? Every time something itches, I feel like it's a spider.
Yeah, no. I've got that feeling too. Annoying.
That's all right. He's cool in it.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's chilling out. We should name the spider. We'll do that on the show.
Joey,
that could be a bit.
Joey Spider.
Joey Spider.
The LR Spider. See?
So, barbecue day. Now, you listeners out there, think. Give us some ideas.
Think.
Yeah, give us some ideas, because we're trying to...
Use that old noggin.
What we need is a place, a venue.
Yeah.
Where we can barbecue, drink, Have volleyball, wiffle ball, and horseshoes going on.
It's got to be within the tri-state area. It's
got to be within the tri-state area.
Unless you're buying tickets for us.
Yeah, it's got to be within the tri-state area. And, you know, we need to pick a date, time to do this. And that's it. So if you got any suggestions out there, email us at the show at lunaticradio.com on maybe a location near you or a place you know of or what might be a great place to look into.
Yes.
You know, where should we look into? Because we don't know. You know?
Yeah, so
obviously, we're not going to have it at either my place or Rock's place.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be a little weird. We're not going to go to Josh's house to have a barbecue with our listeners.
This is going to be a bit different from a bar night because there's actually going to have to be some money spent to, you know, between reserving a spot if you go to some kind of recreational park.
But maybe somebody knows of a place where you don't. Maybe just,
well, I'm just saying, but still, for food's sake, no matter what, there's going to be, so it's a little bit different. So we have to, there needs some prep work.
Yeah.
We can't just pick a bar and say, hey, let's all go. This is actual, there's a little bit of work. So that's why we're
Emo, you know, Tony's
getting people involved.
Barbecues require a lot.
Emo Tony suggesting suggesting the Jersey Shore.
Cool. Find out where's a good place.
Sorry, Emo Tony, the Jersey Shore is about 300 miles long, so can you narrow that down to a location?
Yeah. No, all of it. Shore.
Use the whole fucking thing.
I mean, Rock and I were thinking about here on Long Island. What is it?
Lido.
Lido Beach?
Lido Beach.
Or Jones Beach, somewhere around there?
Yeah. Someplace, yeah, someplace you could have the. Or Eisenhower?
Eisenhower Park.
So,
what is this, Josh?
Long Branch, Sandy Hook here. Well, get some information, Emo, and email us. And for everyone who keeps asking, what's the email? The show at lunaticradio.com.
That's THESHOW at the little at symbol.
Yeah.
Lunaticradio.com.
The key is we need information, which is not just, dude, my beach is the shit. Come here.
Yeah.
That doesn't help at all. Just doesn't.
So it's the summer. We want to have fun and do a barbecue thing. That'd be great, I think. You know? It's better than a bar night because you're not fucking, you know, all you're doing is drinking. I'd love to fucking have some beers and play some old school. I haven't played wiffle ball forever.
Sunburns. Oh.
Sunburns.
You gonna bring the spider?
I'll bring the spider.
Spider.
I'm going to name the spider Spider. Spider. What's going
with
on?
With a Y.
Yeah.
Oh, Y-A-H, Spider.
Good song, Josh.
Yeah.
That's down.
On my deck tonight. On my deck tonight.
Two skinny J's.
On my deck tonight.
Yeah, check him out.
Maybe his chemist checking in. He says his beach is the shit, but that's in fucking California.
Well, let's go there then.
Yeah, let's go there.
To hell with it.
We have a beaches in the middle of nowhere, California.
We need tri-state area locations. That's Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island.
A fucking little puddle in his backyard.
We want to do an LR barbecue day with volleyball, wiffle ball, and horseshoes, food, beer at some location. If you want to bring your weed, you got to go smoke it somewhere. That's cool.
Frisbees.
Frisbees. If anybody has a dog, maybe they can bring their dogs down.
Ooh.
You can't bring pets. Oh, no.
Wait,
pets.
Really?
Most Nassau County beaches don't allow pets on the premises.
Hot chicks and bikinis. We can have that. Maybe.
I like that.
I want Tony B in a bikini. Emo Tony with a black bikini crying as he's cooking us steaks.
As he's standing over the pig in the bikini. Yeah. He's sweating and crying, and he's crying because he's mixing up his tears with his sweat.
He's wearing a hot dog in his ass.
Which are my tears? Which is sweat? This makes me sad.
Who wants cheese on their burgers?
Oh, man. Yeah, LR Barbecue Day. You, the listeners, help us out. We need a venue for this.
Cure hamburger hot dog.
Big enough place. Some place maybe we can reserve something. It's got a beach location, campground. Some place where we can do all these activities and have a barbecue all day.
Wow.
I'm talking 11 to 6 at least.
Whoa! Slow down there, Tiger!
Jeez.
Start in the morning. Bright and early is 11 for me. 11 o'clock in the morning is bright and early.
Yeah, that's I don't even comprehend that out.
That's early. I might not even make it at that time.
Wow.
But let's do it.
I like it. I would like that. That would be like our summer festivity. I like that.
I think that would trounce any bar night we'd have.
Trounce
them.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to. It's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
Don't cause conflicts with our other festivities. We don't have many.
All right, let's take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Emails with those suggestions for LR Barbecue Day.
Drop us those thoughts.
The show at LunaticRadio.com. Back with more show right after this.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm going to fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Mm. It's LunaticRadio.com.
Father's Day?
That's right, it's Daddy Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Oh, Josh.
Yeah.
That's right, Joshy!
Oh, and Rock, you're a dad.
No, I'm not.
You gotta be.
Dude.
You might not know it, but you probably
36
are.
Times over.
Oh, my gosh.
Try not to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot.
37 dicks in a row?
Yeah,
LunaticRadio.com
show.
Happy Father's Day, Joshy.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers
so
out
bad.
There.
No, it's all right.
We're going to buy you a beer. Karen, buy him a beer.
I'm going to buy you a beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What'd you do for Father's Day? Other than be here. Did you do anything this morning?
Yeah, I went to...
did the wifey give you a nice kiss? Happy Father's Day.
Ooh, kiss on the cheek.
We went to lunch with my dad.
Aw. And then he fucking kicked your ass with the kettlebell.
Right. That was my... Yeah, we had a morning kettlebell workout. Me and me
wow.
Me and me dad.
Aw, that's cute.
And then we went to lunch. Had some sushi.
And,
sushi.
Yeah. And then,
Sushi's good.
Then I came here. I spent hours in traffic getting here for you guys on Father's Day.
What is this? NBC says don't buy him a beer, buy him condoms. What are you doing, Josh Gogan? What are you doing?
He's trying to help me out from being a double father.
Oh. The Hogan family has
brother
returned
speaking
to
about
the
Father's
news
Day.
Wires.
Man.
You know, yeah, how about speaking of Father's Day, how about that whole Hogan?
Brother!
Seedway.
Hogan knows best, right?
Yeah, Hogan knows best.
He's making a new show. Hogan can't do a thing right now.
What
Holy
the hell,
shit.
Man.
Linda Hogan is now in the news.
Linda?
Hulk Hogan's 48-year-old wife, Linda...
Ex-wife.
She's 48?
Bolea.
Yeah, man.
What's her last name? B-O-L-L-E-A?
Bolea.
She's a good-looking 48.
That's
48-year-old Linda Bolea.
Were you seeing pictures of her without makeup?
You seen her on the show without makeup sometimes? She's
I don't watch that show.
All right, hold on. So we know that Hulk Hogan's dating a 30-year-old?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So he's dating that chick he was his daughter's friend?
I think his ex-wife is a one-upper. Uh-oh. She's a one-upper.
Oh, she's a one-upper.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's 48-year-old wife, Linda Bolea, is said to be dating a 19-year-old teen named
Jesus.
Charlie Hill.
Oh!
Linda's daughter said, I'm totally freaked out. That fucking linebacker of a daughter.
Oh, that freaks her out?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, right.
Dad oiling up your cheeks, isn't that's no concern.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I think you're a barrel-chested torso.
By the way, she's got a one-page layout in Maxim this month, the daughter. And she's
one
not.
Page? Was it this is what a picture?
Yeah, just awful.
She's got a photo. It's not a layout. It's just one page.
Oh, that's not going to be a layout?
I have no idea.
I thought the cartoon
no,
was
I
be
think
a
couple pages is a spread.
Yeah. Well, she's got a one page spread.
Is it a caption?
She's
this
not
contest?
Attractive. Like, even with all her makeup. First of all, with all the makeup and airbrushing to do, she looks like an entirely different person. But even still, with all that, she does not attract. Her jawline is fucking Hulk Hogan.
She looks like Michael Strahan, just white.
Is she still trying to have a singing career?
I don't know.
Why didn't she just go to like the Iron Sheik's gym?
She said,
and then
the
she
UFC.
Can go in. She can go in and take on the Glamazon for the women's title.
She yeah, really. In the circus.
Restart Glow Wrestling. Or
yeah.
Glow.
Linda's daughter said, "I'm totally freaked out. This is really weird. I personally don't
like
it like, at all.
Oh my
or
god! LOL.
Condone it. Oh, she doesn't condone it.
Oh!
Linda's daughter, also 19, actually turned out to be a former classmate of." Her
nice.
Mom's new boyfriend.
That's hot.
Linda has also asked the Florida judge to have Hulk Hogan jailed for not paying his share of a $4.2 million Las Vegas condo.
You lose!
And be held in contempt, I guess, for not paying his share on that condo. She asked that he be placed in the jail that her son is in.
Oh, family affair.
So he wants Hulk Hogan placed in the jail that her son Nick is in. For killing that other kid, or putting a kid in a coma, right?
What a weird family.
Nick Hogan, who is currently serving an 8-month jail sentence after causing a crash that killed a friend.
Oh, did it kill him?
It says here, killed a friend.
He did die?
Yeah.
I guess he's out of that coma.
Unbelievable. So fucking.
Thank God.
The point of this story is.
That's a doctor. I got good news and bad news.
This is just another
Came
chapter.
Out of the coma.
Somebody's going to write this book.
He kicked the bucket.
I mean, Hulk Hogan had the fucking TV show where Hogan knows best, and his family couldn't turn out worse.
How do
this
you?
This is the perfect example of how TV ruins a fucking family. Like the wanting of celebrity just ruins things.
Right. To think that Hulk Hogan was one of the biggest names
He made what WWE is today.
He was the biggest. He was up there with like your Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, yes.
He was a household name.
Yes, he was a pop culture star.
Icon.
Icon.
Yeah. And now what's happened?
Now they're just sad.
God.
They're a sad, disgruntled family.
They're not even a family anymore. Son's in jail. The mother is dating a 19-year-old. The father's dating a 30-year-old who looks exactly like the daughter. And the father, Hulk Hogan, was seen fucking oiling up his daughter's ass on the beach in public. Ridiculous.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. Love the Hogan family.
Oh my God. What an odd fucking thing. No, crazy.
That was a real boy. I am a real
American. Brother.
Sadly, he is a real American.
I'm gonna fuck my daughter, brother.
He's what so many people aspire to be. They want all that.
What you gonna do when I lay the cock down on you? Oh, look at Brooke Hogan.
I'm trying to see if I can find that new photo. Look at her with her little
Brooke.
Oh my God! What the fuck was that?
Is this her?
You know, she would be kind of fuckable if she just wasn't so big. Eh.
Jesus,
she's showing beef right there, almost.
Nice.
Are you gonna complain though?
No. Sure. I mean, she's not. I mean, she's just very thick and tall and huge.
She's, you know what it is, and she's a borderliner. In that, I personally like it. But if she puts on 5 pounds, she's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Here she is in her fucking
pool. She really doesn't look that bad.
She's the kind of girl that could really... She could take a punch.
Problem is that she's like 6'9". Fucking huge.
Damn, I wish I could find that Maxim picture.
To climb up on her.
Maybe we'll post it on the board, because it's not... She really isn't that...
You wouldn't like that, Kieran? She'd give you piggyback rides and...
Dude, she's like, she's literally 6'4", 240. Runs a 4'3", 40. Fucking ridiculous. This girl's gonna be playing football.
She should join that lingerie football league.
Yeah,
the
lingerie bowl.
She'd literally make a great Jeremy Shockey. You know? She could be a great tight end for some football team.
I can't find it.
Man.
That, Hogan that. Family is fucking... It can't get worse for that family. And they fucking deserve it. They deserve it. Whoring out the daughter. They first start whoring out the daughter. The son gets a big ego because he's on TV. He feels like he can do everything. So he goes out and drives drunk. Kills his friend in an accident.
You know what it is, too? Is that when Hogan was big... I mean, like, when he was big. He was fucking... From like, the late 70s to the early 90s or whatever. He was the man in professional wrestling. Everybody... Just about everybody hated him behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They said he was just an awful person.
Really?
And he was all about Hulk Hogan. And it's one of those things where I bet they're like, yep, it's finally showing.
That's Brooke Hogan.
That's not Brooke Hogan.
It's Brooke
Hogan.
This is the actual Maxim. I have this Maxim. That's her. She does not look attractive at all in the face.
You don't think so?
She looks great there. That's like the best one I've ever seen.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think that's her, though. It really doesn't look like her.
Why would Maxim... Yeah, make that off.
I don't know.
Maxim got it wrong.
I think they did some airbrushing on her in some digital enhancements on that one.
I don't think she's that attractive.
Well, you know. I know what you like, Rock. I know what you like.
You do?
Yeah.
Damn it, shut up.
You wouldn't want to run wild all over that?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're moving into it.
But
yeah.
I got to be critical.
You wouldn't say no? This is where Rock says
If she came up to me.
If other circumstances, though, Rock's like, oh, I would have said no to that. But now Rock's going to admit, I'd say no. I wouldn't say no.
She's
of course not.
She's not that attractive in the face to me. Would I turn her down? No, we have this conversation all the time.
I know.
At the end of the day, we will not turn down sex. That's a fact. But for the sake of being critical and because
that's not what you said last week.
What did I say last week?
Last week you said, I completely have my wits about me when it comes to sex. I would turn it down if I had to.
I did. Mr. I'll turn down a blowjob. Est. I absolutely know.
I need audio. I need audio of that.
Oh, that was totally, off-air conversation.
We hammered you on that, I think. Didn't we?
Yeah, but that was off-air. Yeah. The show continues later on.
Yeah, it never shuts off. And Josh is very mean to me off air.
I'm not that mean.
Very mean.
I just paint you into a corner.
Josh wants to beat me
no
up.
No one puts Rocket
why.
In a corner.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Because he's just too loud.
Rock's got this kind of way of, like, you know, wiggling out of stuff.
You know when it started? I think it'll start when I start with the Joshy Jingles. I think that's when it really got angry with me.
You know what? You shouldn't have done that.
Joshy Jerkoff now.
No, that's not nice.
We'll find out in about a half hour, I guess.
Joshy Jerkoff? It doesn't mean he's a jerkoff. It's just, it's a name that rhymes. Come on, people, catch on.
I think it's disrespectful.
That's not rhyming.
I haven't heard it, Joshy Jerkoff.
You would be an awful rapper, Kieran.
Two J's. No, I'd fit right in.
Oh, look at you.
You'd have a dance hit.
Yeah.
You have the Joshy Jerkoff dance.
Here's a lyric, here's a lyric from a late rap song. Every time I buy a new ride, bling bling. Beautiful lyrics.
Every time I buy a Cash ride, money. Bling bling.
Yeah. Every time I buy a new ride, bling bling. Worth about 50 bling bling.
We need a rap song. If we have like a rap listener.
Rock, can you bring up the bling bling lyrics so we can just read them?
Okay.
It'd be fun. Cash Money Millionaires.
Cash Money Millionaires?
Yeah. Every time I buy a new ride, bling bling. Worth about 50 bling bling.
What the?
Then everybody got on the bling tip. Like bling was the new hot word. It should be
it's in the dictionary. It is.
All right. Cash Money Millionaires.
Should I call up the video?
Cash Money Millionaires. Keep pimping, keep pimping, keep pimping, keep pimping. That's a lyric. You think you can fuck with? You think you can fuck with? You think you can fuck with? I'm reading this verbatim. This is lyrics from the Cash Money Millionaires. Can we bring up that song, too? Oh, you're doing it. You working on it?
Yes, sir.
Love you know what? It sounds so lame when you read it. But somehow they managed to make it work.
I think it's genius. I got a bitch in the back. I got a hoe in the front. One cooking the crack, one rolling the blunt.
Is this it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Is this your joint?
Everybody
come
get
on. Come on, cue it. Come on. Ramp it in, Kieran.
We'll do. Hey, everybody. Coming at your Hot 97 Blaze in hip-hop and R&B. My name's DJ Wigman. Here comes a new one from the Cash Money Millionaires. Bling, bling, bitches. Light the lights up. A Cash Money model with a drink to your door. Bring up the lyrics to Bling Bling.
Right here, dude.
No, I don't think that's it.
Oh. Wow. What the hell are these words?
Where's the hook? I don't know how this became anything.
Do you think most of...
Here's the chorus to Bling Bling. Bling Bling, every time I come around Yo City, Bling Bling. Pinky ring worth about 50, Bling Bling. Every time I buy a new ride, Bling Bling. Lorenzo's in Yokohama.
You think like someone like Mos Def just cries a little bit when these songs become hits?
Yeah.
It's like, I actually write.
Wow.
Here we go. That's like Lorenzo's again.
What is it, a Lorenzo?
Remember with Summertime?
I bet you they don't even know what it is.
They deserve
for her to do it.
Yeah. Like, we need that shit.
Fucking Cash Money Millionaires. It's like a group of Down Syndrome kids rapping. Really? It's a fucking group of Down Syndrome kids.
You kick it back up.
Unbelievable.
Shut it off.
Alright.
Hold on. Let's see if we can find a picture of this shit. Lorenzo.
It's not like my song that Rock and I were singing before the show.
Many men wish death upon me. Lord, am I a dog and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
And niggas trying to take my life away. I feel a hole in the nigga for fucking with me. My back's on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'm coming.
The rest of those are tires.
Oh, really?
Wheels. I don't know, tires.
Rims.
It's a whole country, company.
They're good-looking rims, though.
Lord, I don't cry no more.
What if they have a pricing?
Don't look at the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
I saw, I went to the SEMA show in Las Vegas once, and I saw rims that were, I think they were $800,000.
Why?
They had diamonds in them. Diamonds.
It's Tiger Woods minus one over there.
Can't see.
Okay. Yeah, I got a quick price check for you.
What's a Lorenzo?
The Lorenzo WI012 Chromes. You could get them 24x10s for $1,000. Is that each?
Probably.
I wonder if I hit buy for the four. Oh shit.
No, I just want one.
Many men. Wish death upon me, Lord.
Shit, so it's gotta be times
no
four.
Yeah.
Don't look to the sky no more.
That's $4,000 on fucking rims.
Yeah. Not even tires on that shit.
Tires are expensive, sir.
Yeah, they are. Especially if you want the kind that are like run flats or whatever the other ones are, the special ones.
I want to put Lorenzo's on my fucking RAV4. Can I do that? Would I get chicks if I put Lorenzo?
You want
to? Just asking. Throwing it out there.
I had to get the wheels on a car replaced once, and I was talking to the guy, and there was just this piece of shit car that was getting some nice rims put on, and I was like, "What do you think when you see that?" And he goes, man, one time this woman comes in, she gets this, you know what kind of woman. She puts like $4,000 on her rims. They lower it, the car won't start. She won't spend the money to put a new battery in it.
Wow.
I don't want to put a battery in it. Really?
Holy shit.
You just dropped $4,000 on wheels that you won't even roll now?
Z-rated tires are expensive too. Coming from
I don't understand.
Tennis.
Like, what do they think? Like, how are they saying? Like, they're showing they got a lot of money by putting these type of rims, but then the car is a piece of
shit. They're showing that they had a lot of money.
I don't get it.
This is worse than the Ray and Jen show.
Who's saying that? Who's saying?
I don't know. Here's Tiger Woods up there.
Old Town Rocker.
But if he doesn't, he needs a good break.
Tiger Woods is teeing off.
You can get some bad lies here.
Third longest par four in U.S. Open history from this back tee. 504 yards.
This plays the longest in U.S. Open history. The other one plays downwind.
Johnny Miller, you
big goober. This one plays
goober.
Into the wind. This is
all
what would it sound like if you called
five.
Up here?
Who, Johnny Miller?
No, Kev.
Fat Kev, reporting live from U.S. Open.
See what shot he wants to hit.
Hey, should have did the
phone voice. Looks like he's going with a cut.
Set up Tom.
Cut a shot. Tiger Woods, let's go. Come on, hit the ball.
Oh, no one cares, Kieran.
I do. There we go. Kieran's likes that one.
Kieran's filling up now.
He likes that one.
Oh, here we go.
Right down the middle.
He's going to fucking jack off now.
He piped it.
Stop touching your goons.
It's in the fairway. We're all good. All right. There we go. Wow, golf replays.
Fucking stupid.
All right. We'll do a break. We'll come back. Tim Russert stuff.
Really? Stuff?
Legendary broadcaster. Dropped off the planet.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's LunaticRadio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Here rock. Josh Gogan. That's myspace.com/Josh Gogan. Probably Josh Gogan me.
/Josh Gogan.
There you go.
Gogan. Gogan.
I can't steal your bit there, Rock. That's yours.
Josh Gogan.
I share.
I can't do it as good as you do.
Amusement park. She's in amusement park.
Give me another one.
Josh, give me one. Josh Gogan. Josh Gogan. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan.
Word up. I believe our friend Rory Karff, comedian extraordinaire from North Carolina, is going to join us. He's that guy that's married to a lovely young lady.
I need to plug my show. That's not
it. Yo.
But I believe he's home. He was saying he was home alone with Coop.
Yeah, that's funny.
On Father's Day.
And the wife's gone.
And, Rory's also another guy who's going to be doing his own radio show on Channel 481 coming up in July. Sometime in July, he'll start The Unholy Matrimony. With his wife, Lauren. It's going to be a great show. July on Channel 481 on U Broadcast. That is that's our channel right there. So, it's going to be a good show. Rory and Lauren are a lot of fun. We had them on the program early in May or late April, something like that. And the listeners loved them on the show. They kicked ass. We just turned on the microphones and just let them talk. And they really did a great job.
And they probably could have kept going. You know, if we didn't, if we just kept going with the show, they would have just continued.
We got to play this thing about hockey before Rory calls in. Hopefully we can squeeze this in before. This totally sums up hockey, and it's done by The Onion.
Pisses me off.
Should we just play it?
Yeah, sure, give it a whirl.
Because we always hammer Rocket. Rocket's an Islanders fan, and he loves hockey. He lives and breathes blue and orange.
That's right. Matter of fact, I'm going to the Islanders message board picnic next week.
What?
Yes.
What the hell's wrong with you, Rocket?
What? We're all friends. We all hang out.
No, yeah, you're all friends.
It's not like we're just like we all go to the hockey games together. Wait, so it's not like just random people around the world.
I can't imagine it's like a fan thing. Is it like the team's having a picnic and you're going?
No, it's the fans. It's a season ticket holder. I'm not a season ticket holder.
Oh, here comes Rory. We'll wait on the hockey thing.
Hey, Rory.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rory. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I got to get a better introduction. That's got to be like the gayest. I don't know how I got that became my signature saying, "Hi guys," as feminine as possible.
Well, happy Father's Day, Rory.
Yes.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Are you the best father in the United States?
I'm not even sure I'm actually the real father of my son, so. Why? Let's not get crazy, all right?
Why? Because he has a crazy crossover?
Yeah, he's got a very dark complexion.
So what's new, Rory? Why are you calling in?
What do you want?
I called to wish Josh Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you, Rory. Happy Father's Day to you too, sir.
Thank you. Is your son running around the Lunatic Radio studios, or did you leave him to go do the radio show?
I left him because it's Father's Day, and I get to do what I want on Father's Day.
Hey, Rory, did you have a little Father's Day sex?
No, Lauren's gone. Her uncle died on Thursday, so she flew back to Philadelphia. That selfish cunt. So she left me all alone with Coop.
So do you get a makeup Father's Day next Sunday?
I got a makeup Father's Day on Friday before she left.
Okay.
So I was thinking I was going to get blown or something, but it was just the usual. A lot of complaining and saying, "Hurry up, when's this going to be over?" while we're having sex.
Right. But what was she saying?
Oh, Josh.
Joshy, Josh.
Jingles, you still got it.
Nice.
Hey, Rory, I got a question for you. We're thinking about, you know, obviously doing the nickname for Josh Gogan. Joshy Jingles is the one we came up with originally, but I'm trying to switch it to Joshy Jerkoff. What do you think?
Joshy Jerkoff?
Yeah.
I'm sure he would like in Jingles now. Yeah. That's your nickname.
See, I think it's mean too.
Do you think it's mean?
I have no say in the matter because it's the listeners who make it happen, apparently. And
what about this Joshy bald-headed prick while you're at it? I mean, come on. I'm saying no. That's Joshy Jerkoff. What about Joshy brilliant MMA fighter / comedian?
That's not as funny.
You got greedy on
it. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Rory, I saw a couple of your buddies on Wednesday.
Who'd you see, man?
I saw Joe Zimmerman and Carlos Valencia.
Were they up in NYC?
They were. Carlos had a thing going on at Gotham on Thursday, and they came and saw me. They came and did sets at the Maui Taco. As a matter of fact, Joe Zimmerman walked away with set of the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just makes me feel even worse about where my career is headed.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I guess I shouldn't feel too bad because it's only a few more weeks until the premiere of Unholy Matrimony.
That's right. So, look at you.
Got that to look forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, Rory. Any new news of what might happen, take place on the radio program coming up in July?
Well, I can just promise you it's going to be no BS. It's going to be 100% honesty. I'm going to talk about whatever I want.
Oh, and, shut up and get to a point!
Sex. Yes?
Sex?
Yeah, keep going. Sex, yes.
Yes, sex. And I'm going to talk about probably some lack of sex. And this is my forum to vent, pretty much. So I'm thinking the show will last 2 weeks. That's my over under. You guys can make some bets over there if you want. I'm giving it a solid 2 weeks
I give it a month.
Lauren leaves the show or leaves me. Yeah. And or.
I give it a month and I give the relationship 2.
Nice.
Actually, you know what? Nice. I bet what would happen is if you guys did split up, she'd still do the show.
No, that would be awesome. I'm actually trying to convince her to do that for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
I said it'd be so much more interesting. We could talk about our divorce.
Put her on a contract.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
That would be. You guys would have a TV show after that.
That would be a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, you'll be like Maury in what's the fucking...
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung, yeah.
Or more like Hogan Knows Best.
Nice.
And then we could like get into like Kieran stalking Lauren and how that affects.
Yeah, Lauren will start dating Kieran while we're doing the show together.
It'd be great. It'd be great cross promotion, Rory. I mean, you got to look at it that way. It'd be great cross promotion.
You don't want to say anything to screw it up. You know, you might lose your spot.
Maybe
So I've got to just kind of put up with it. He calls my version of the drunk call hotline, which is just the hotline where Kieran brags about banging my ex-wife.
Kieran,
I banged her again. It was great.
Hey, bro, did you ever do this? you're right. I got an idea for you. Not only are you going to have Dudley from, what is it, Different Strokes on? Right?
Yeah.
But I think you should start off the first show with Sex Tape. What do you think?
Whoa!
You mean an original sex tape of ours?
Yeah.
That's like, isn't that copyright infringement off of Rocket?
Nah.
I don't know if I can go there.
And you know,
we got to take baby steps here, Kieran. It was a big step getting to do this show.
Also,
you do
have to take Cooper into consideration on that one. You don't want him to be searching through the archives one day and going, "Oh my God!"
Oh yeah, he won't be too messed up from all the things we've already done.
Right.
Like when he's a teenager talking to his therapist about how his dad put his balls on his mom's face for a radio show. The infamous teabag. Yeah. Hey, what do you think of the name of the show? Do you think Unholy Matrimony is a good name?
I think it's great, actually.
Are you getting worried, Rory, that it's not a good name?
I don't know. I wonder if it's hacky. What do you think about Rory and Lauren the Cunt? Do you think that's any good?
That would be the... I use that as a subheading.
Yes.
Unholy Matrimony with Rory and Lauren the Cunt.
Nice. Like, that'll be her, like, radio name. Like, with the clown horn. It's Lauren the Cunt. Waka waka!
Boy, you get a little, crazy when the wife's out of town, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to... I called her last night and wanted to see if she would, like, do phone sex with me. And she's like, my uncle just died.
I'm at the funeral.
I'm like, well, so it means he's not there now, so let's do it.
I can't do it. I'm at the funeral. Come on.
Come on.
Give me a little.
Tell me what you're wearing. Is it black? Are you wearing panties?
Just say into the phone you want me to come.
Yeah, like, your uncle would want you to do it. He was very into me getting some.
Just keep on repeating, come, Rory, come, Rory.
Yeah. So, yeah, me and Cooper just been hanging with the guys.
Drinking beers? Drinking beers?
He's in the closet, isn't he, Rory?
He's on the chain.
He's dead.
You locked
him
in there.
He died a few hours ago. This is actually me calling in my alibi. So,
all right.
Josh, what did you do with your son today? Anything?
We just kind of hung out. Give him a hug. His first hug. Yeah, his first
the
hug.
The yearly hug?
Yeah. Yearly hug. Pat him on the back. Told him I'm proud of him. Keep it up.
Do you show much affection to your son?
All the time, man. You got to.
Got to?
Yeah.
Did you talk about on the air about you dressing up as a Easter Bunny?
Yes,
again?
I did. Yes, I did. See,
that's dedication.
Yeah, you have to do those things, because if you don't, then, you know, they're just going to be disturbed by all the beatings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's just
I got to do something offset me consistently calling his mom a cunt.
Right.
He thinks it's just like a regular word. He just uses it like bottle and bike.
He needs to grow up conflicted, not hating me.
Right, exactly. So, cool. Well, all right, man, I don't want to take up too much time.
Is Cooper there? Is Cooper there? Can he say anything?
Yeah, let me see if he'll say something. Hold on a second. He's playing with his bike.
Ooh.
I'm going to put you guys on speakerphone.
Bike.
Hey, Coop, can you say hi to the Lunatic Radio guys? Say hi, Coop. Say hi.
Say hi.
Oh,
he says hi.
There we go.
Kid had nothing to say.
That was cute.
Kid wasn't helping the show.
And you hung up on the kid.
Kid had nothing to say.
He's gonna work on his radio.
You
chops.
Guys are dicks.
Josh, you pushed the button. Stop it. It's all right.
Yeah, anyway, guys.
Oh, he's gonna.
Come on. Just want to get on with the show. Hello?
Sorry about that.
Ah, I got a name for the show.
Oh!
What do you got?
It's
Unholy Matrimony with Lauren and the guy who can't take a hint.
Yeah, Rory, we're going to do something we'll be sorry for right about now.
You guys hung up on me.
I love how we got him in mid-sentence. Too.
He's going to call back again.
Hey, guys. No, just don't answer it. Let's just proceed. We love Rory.
I'll give him one chance.
Unholy Matrimony coming in July, Channel 481 on you broadcast.
He's so funny. I hate that too. Rory's just that natural funny.
Josh, you're funny too. Stop
no,
it.
But no, no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
You can't do this. If you're gonna get on my shit because of
hold on. Let me clarify what I'm saying. Rory just opens his mouth and like blah, funny comes out. It doesn't matter what he's saying. He's just got that natural funny.
But you're talking
whatever.
It's funny.
I gotta.
You can't do. If you're gonna bust my chops for what I say, then I can bust your chops about what you say. Because that's because it's the same thing. It's the same premise.
I just.
You just don't like me.
I think Roy's got a lot of natural ability, and I like him, and it makes me hate him too.
By the way, I want to
comedy gigs like a side thing for him.
Yeah. Quickly, I want to shout out Officer Whitman, Officer Whitman, and Sergeant Shirley in Alabama.
Oh.
Two officers of the law who listen to the lunaticradio.com show during their night shifts.
Female?
No, two guys.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Officer Whitman and Sergeant Shirley in Alabama for listening to the radio program.
Sergeant Shirley is a guy?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. And he's not black. That's what it says in the email.
Nice.
Yeah. So
thank you.
He could be black. Hey, I love the black guys, man.
Okay, he does.
Yeah. Word up. Shout out to the Alabama. Out. You know, force the force.
If we're ever down there, you know, give us a pass.
Yeah, man. Word up. The hockey thing by the Onion.
Yeah.
This so sums up how hockey is so unimportant, but Rocket really loves it, and we're gonna play it because Rocket loves hockey. Right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Up next, it's the sort of story that makes us all feel good. A case of the little guy getting a shot at the big leagues. Earlier today, star winger for the Washington Capitals, Alexander Ovechkin, was called up to the NFL's Miami Dolphins. Joining us now to talk about it is senior NFL correspondent, Reggie Greengrass. Reggie, when Ovechkin started out in the NHL, do you think he ever dreamed he'd be able to play sports professionally one day?
Well, it had to be his dream, Michael, but so few ever actually make it. Hockey is challenging. You're going up against a team full of players that all want to make it to the NFL or anywhere else just as bad as you do.
How do you think Ovechkin will handle playing in front of a crowd, Reggie?
It's a huge difference, Michael. There's the cheering, knowing that there's actually fans who are depending on you. It's not just mom and dad anymore.
Well, that could be intimidating, but at least now he's making a paycheck, right?
Yes, his family should be pretty excited.
Okay, we have some footage, Reggie, and are we looking at Ovechkin here?
I think so, Michael. Well,
what's he doing here?
He's skating. And he is moving the puck around. My wife tells me that skating is a great cardio workout. She's got a pair of those rollerblades.
He looks like he's really giving 110% out there. I guess that's the kind of give-it-all spirit that caught the NFL's eye.
He's actually quite a spark plug. I wouldn't be surprised if he gives some of the trained athletes a run for their money.
Well, we'll be watching the NFL closely to see if that happens. Thanks for joining us, Reggie Greengrass, covering all things sports and hockey, too. Thank you, Reggie. Coming up next, police say they hope to pull out of Detroit, Michigan by the year 2012.
Isn't that fucking great?
The Onion is so much better than The Daily Show.
Yeah.
That is so fucking God, funny,
I'm surprised they're not trying to make something out of that.
They probably are.
You know what? Don't.
I watched one clip from there where it was about Blizzard releasing the World of Warcraft, where you can play as a character playing the World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one, too. Yeah. The World of Warcraft.
And I'm just watching going, these guys are brilliant.
Where do they get their finances to make these fucking videos? Like, where does the money come from?
Advertising, probably.
Oh, it's fucking incredible. They don't have low budget. This shit's done up.
Tim Russert died, everybody. The Meet the Press.
Did he? I hadn't heard.
NBC chief news guy. He died. Heart attack.
News to me. No one's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how somebody who most... Yeah, it is, but I don't like how the media has just been fucking...
Kissing his ass?
Kissing his ass, and it's just kind of like, just because he's one of their own, they're just like, oh, it's just so... He is so sad, and so this, so... Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? You bunch of vultures. Now someone dying is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go sit out in front of his widow's house and ask her if she's cried yet? You cocksuckers.
By the way, this fucking John Mayer. You know this John Mayer guy?
That was a quick...
Yeah, well,
Tim Russert died. By the way, John Mayer.
John Mayer, this is what I segue from death to John Mayer has a golden cock because he's banging Jennifer Aniston now. How many fucking pussy is this guy going to get?
Yeah.
He was banging a fucking this Jessica Simpson chick. Guy just, he wakes up every morning and just is banging a new hot broad.
And he's waiting on the world to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the world to change.
It's roses for you, Mr. Mayor.
I keep on waiting. He's got that voice that just makes the girls want to touch themselves. Asshole.
Let's get him on the phone.
Just jealous.
Jennifer Aniston and her boyfriend John Mayer glow at the Omni Peace Charity dinner in West Hollywood. Of course they're glowing. How can John Mayer not glow with all the primetime real estate he's banged? Jesus Christ. I just want to be his cock one day. Wait,
what?
You know, it's not gay.
Wait, on his cock?
Like, I want to be his cock because I want to see all the poonies banging.
really close. That's up close and personal shot.
You could just say you want to be him.
That's a borderline gay comment right there. Not gay.
I just want to meet his cock one day. Just shake its hand.
No, I want to
be. I
want to
be in a room with just me and his cock.
Yeah, that's how impressive
no one else
his cock
is. Not gay, because there's no one around.
I want to give it a pat on the back.
Waiting on the world. Your body is just a wonderland.
I want to be there with him. Say hello.
Your body is a wonderland.
Say hello is not gay. Can't be gay. Just say hello.
Just want to give it my number. Maybe it'll text me. We'll trade text messages. Hey, what's up, cock?
Your body... Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt, he banged, too. I believe that Body is a Wonderland was about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So what's next, then, for him? Where can he go?
I don't know.
Yo.
Where's he go?
Where's the next floor? What's the next floor up? Where do you go from there?
Actually, is it a step down banging Jennifer? You know what? It's a step down.
Why? Why do you say that, Karen?
Because she's old. Nah, she's in Cougarland.
That doesn't matter.
No.
Shame on you, sir. Cougarland does not make a step down.
She's in the
Cougar
you know what, too, exhibit.
Is he can go, I fucked the same chick Brad Pitt did.
There you go.
Mm. And I fucked her good. Balls deep.
And she goes, you know what? You were almost as good as Brad. And you can go, God damn it, I am.
I want to bang a famous chick.
NBC agrees.
Well, you first guy to say that.
It's a unique idea. It's a little against the grain, but you know.
You don't care who, just famous chick.
It's famous.
So long as it's not Brooke Hogan.
Yeah, it's right.
No. Now, that would be a fucking a leap off a building. Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
Let that one simmer with the people. And, okay, back into the show.
Bring on Tatum O'Neal.
John May, you asshole.
I'll get her, Josh Hogan. You will see.
By the way, Tim Russert died.
Yeah, okay. Josh doesn't like me.
Meet the press.
He probably read that John Mayer story and went, "Dog, fuck,
asshole."
People are on the fence about Angelina Jolie as maybe Chemis checks out the chat room feedback.
Angelina Jolie.
What do you mean on the fence?
Is everybody? She's like on the fence. Some people think she's fucking balls out hot. Some people think she's a praying mantis.
I was one of those on the fencers, and it depends on what movie you see her in. I'm convinced of it because in some movies it's like, oh my god,
she was in some movie with Ethan Hawke where she was playing like a detective in Canada, or some shit.
You actually see
her beeve in the movie.
Yeah.
And, it's unbelievable. She looks great.
Yeah.
In it.
Hey, back to Tim Russert real quick. Since he's dead, does that mean the McLaughlin Group returns?
I hope so.
Next question!
And I hope they play, like, repeats from, like, the old days. You know what I mean?
Old political talk. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but just to hear McLaughlin go off.
Actually, I heard I was listening to the Comedy Channel on the way here, and there was a guy. I hate political comedy because it doesn't last very long.
Mm.
You know, like you listen and they're making jokes about Reagan, and you're like, that's not even relevant.
Yeah.
This dude was making jokes about somebody running for the governor of Alabama.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, I have, really? Yeah, at least Reagan, you know, we all have a frame of reference.
Alabama guy, I could relate to him. No.
Talking about how tall the guy is. It's like, just delete that from your data bank,
yeah,
Comedy
right.
Channel.
There's a fucking seven people interested in that.
All right. So we want to do the lunaticradio.com barbecue thing. Please, people, email us in with your suggestions on a venue. We can do the LR barbecue day in the tri-state area. You know, New York, something, something, something.
Worst case, Karen? It's you and me. We'll sit on my front stoop and we'll just make a couple hamburgers.
That might be a good idea.
Josh could stroll by if he wants.
Maybe I will.
Like hanging out by me, but it's fine.
You know.
It's all right. Every time I invite him somewhere, he just says no. That's no fucking excuse. I don't know why.
I will,
always, I have to, I gotta shampoo my hair tonight.
Hold on. I got another drunk call.
I have a family.
See, the joke is,
I'm going to download this one.
Every time, huh?
I can't just...
You always have a family, huh?
I can't just...
All the time you have a family?
Hold on, people. We're stalling. I got a drunk call. I got to download.
Every fucking time you got a family.
I'll try to swing by, but, you know, I don't know if I want to...
I don't want to interfere with your quote-unquote life.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah,
be a dick about it.
It's fine. No,
whatever.
It's fine.
I think that the...
we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and do the drunk call.
You going to go see the Hulk movie?
Hey, this is C from CO, and I just wanted to say, when you're not masturbating to 90s
R&B, you should be listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm drunk.
Uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to UBroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.UBroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
Show last segment, big finish. here, Rock, Josh Gogan.
I'm hungry.
Rock's got an email from, who is it from?
It is from The Arbiter.
The Arbiter, who, what is he doing in this email? It's a pretty long one, right?
On the message board and what have you.
Yeah. What does he want in this one?
You mean to read it?
Okay, go ahead.
Right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Here, I'll cut the music.
Okay.
Go ahead. Here's Arbiter's email. I believe it's a recap of everything.
LOLR, this is Arbiter, hence the email. I know you guys always bitch about emails and whatnot, so I figured I'd give you a fun one to read on air.
Yes.
If you wish. Y'all are the boss men.
We are the boss men.
That's right. Especially Josh. Josh.
No.
Yes, you are, Josh.
I have no say
You're
in the matter.
Josh.
I would say, go with the flow.
I would say Josh is executive vice president.
What does that make me?
You're the CEO, Dick.
All right.
Jesus Christ, God wants every title.
I do. Want everything.
All right, you're
fucking
secretary.
I'm a glorified intern. Go ahead.
Okay. There once was a man by the name of Kieran, and he wanted to do the radio.
Oh, thank you.
That is in both senses of the word.
Mm-hmm.
To do the radio. He wanted to do the radio.
Yeah.
Get it? He says you want to fuck a radio. I think.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
where he's going.
It's really, this email's kicking ass. Let's go. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, what better way than to do this in college, where we all make fools of ourselves publicly? After a few years and a smattering of co-hosts, he came upon a man by the name of Ronald L. Beans, aka a serial killer.
Oh no, he got that mixed up. He's talking about Nicky DeBone.
Nicky DeBone was a serial killer.
Yeah, he was a serial guy.
It's okay.
Okay.
After a while and much banter later, the man known as Rocket strolled into the picture. Shemaine Ham chops hooping and hollering. It's hooting and hollering about God knows what. After the alcohol had been consumed and the left chop was sleeping, the three men decided to continue the radio show for shiggles. Now, many centuries, I mean years later, a new man has come to the scene. He's the Octopus Man, a comedian, creator of jingles, the Josh Man. Now this trio randomly sacks the internet pathways and routes to taking over the internet web broadcasting scene. However, don't ask him directly because there's too much self-deprecating to admit it. These men provide entertainment second to none. Well, maybe it's to Chris Rock doing his bit about black folks. Anyways, as a trite rundown of the LunaticRadio.com show comes to a close, I hope you all will help me in thanking these me for all the hard work.
Did you read this
blood,
before?
Sweat, tears. Semen, weed, snow, boomboxes, Hawaii, comedy, electric failures, podcast, porn stars, and finally text messages. Yes, I close. Thank you and good night. The Arbiter reporting from Tampa, Florida. Slater! Slatron! That was nice. What happened?
What just happened there? I don't remember anything.
He was giving us the history, the chronological history of the LunaticRadio.com show.
All right.
In two paragraphs.
Right. Okay. Tiger Woods, co-leader, US Open. Thank you. Fat Kev on the 15th hole, hopefully.
Tim Russert dead.
Drunk Call Hotline, we just received one locally.
Thank you, The Arbiter, because Kieran's just a meano.
I know, we love the emails, man. I'm just trying to make a bit out of it. Drunk Old Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out and get hammered and call us and leave us drunk and rambling messages. It's fun. People love it. Drunk Old Hotline. Join in, people. That's what we want you to do.
Yes,
call into the radio program. This is one we just got.
Whoa!
And I haven't listened to it yet, but we'll play it. Here we go.
Unedited.
Hey, Lunatic Radio, 206-202-5666.
Nice.
This is Cousin Rob checking in. What's up? Old boys, or white boys, or crackers, or whatever the fuck you call you guys. Whatever it is. We're pre-gaming the Maiden Show at Madison Square Garden. It is Sunday, June 15th. About 6:40 in the p.m. We're at the Blarney Stone.
It's Cousin Rob.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Carl's Madison Square Garden.
Oh.
I've been sucking down some beers. I'm sucking on a Stella right now. No, her name's not Stella. The name up here is Stella. Let's see if I got one for you.
When Rob drinks, he talks a lot. Apparently.
Let's see. How do you make a set baby float?
you take your boot off of his head. How do you make a pet TV float? Oh, that's glass of root beer, one scoop of vanilla, and one scoop of dead baby. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. Thank you. Good night.
Now, there's Cousin Rob.
I was supposed to be there tonight at the Maiden Show, but I chose the show over
the
Maiden.
The Iron Maiden Show at Madison Square Garden, huh? They're playing big venues still, huh?
Yeah, they're still fucking rocking.
They are Iron Maiden.
Hello?
Here is the guy who did the email, the Arbiter.
Good morning, Lunatic Radio. This is the Arbiter, Tampa, Florida. You know, it's bright and early. I'm at work because that's what we do. We have to work, as the whole Fight Club bit goes. Yeah. Anyway, I was just listening to last week's show because I am the podcast listener. Well, one of them anyway. It's windy and it's hot because it's Florida, but the skies are clear. Don't you just love the whole weather bit? Anyway, fuck that shit. I'm angry. It's a Saturday morning and I have to fucking work. Piss the fuck off. Thanks for entertaining me.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for boring us to death.
Here we go. Saturday work blows.
Hey, Kieran, Rocket, and the good old Joshy Jingles. This is China Oak calling in from Shenzhen, China. Anyway, it's just a little bit drunk driving home, but don't worry, I know my driving is not authorized or condoned by the board of members of lunaticradio.com.
This guy's calling from China.
That's crazy. I thought he couldn't listen in China.
Oh, I had that worked out.
Anyway, just wanted to call and say you guys rock.
We won the war.
I reset the router.
We had a huge fucking monsoon rainstorm in Shenzhen tonight, and it's fucking brutal. I just saw our Mercedes two-door sideways, a bus in the ditch, a big lorry on the left side stuck in the dirt, and I had to cross over the median in 4x4 to try and get through the whole thing. But anyways, keep it up. You guys rock. It's what keeps me going here in China. Oh. And, yeah, whatever. Right on. All right. China Oak, otherwise known as Todd. I'm out. And you guys keep the party going. Bye.
China, sir. Look at that. I love the overseas calls.
Here he is again, actually.
Hey, Kieran, Rocket, Josh. Sorry about that. China Oak here. That was a shitty ending to my last message. So just let me try this one again. Anyways, Josh, just remember, you rock. You're funny as hell. Keep it up. And we're going to appreciate everything you give us. Anyways, my name's Todd. I'm sorry. My name's China Oak, and I am lunaticradio.com.
Nice.
China Oak from China.
China Oak.
China
like
Oak.
Overseas calls.
Person.
He gets it.
Well, he sounded kind of sober, but it's okay.
He gets it. I'm needy.
He's in China.
He's one of them guys.
They do everything backwards in China because they're in the bottom of the earth, so everything's reversed there.
He's one of those guys that drinks to feel normal.
Oof.
He's one of those bad drunks. That's what he sounds like, at least. I have friends like that. They're like, when they're sober, they're completely just out of their minds, but once they drink, they're normal. Son of a true alcoholic. Here is East Bay Chris.
Hey, Kieran, Rocket, Josh, what's up? This is East Bay Chris. Just wanted to congratulate Kieran on his Yanks. 1-2 out of 3 against my A's. Pettit looked good in that third game.
Thanks, Mink.
Yeah, that sucks for me.
Thanks.
Anyways.
Analysis.
I'll just talk to you guys later. Late.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
I used to make Chris is like insane
audition.
With his West Coast sports.
He should audition for baseball tonight.
I'm thinking he's kind of a sports fan.
I got to be nice to him though because he did send us good. So
he was in, yeah.
But he is a bit of a sports fan.
Here is the El Chupacabra.
El Chupacabra.
Hey, what's up, bros? To be quite honest with you guys, I thought I deleted you guys out of my phone book because I told myself that I wasn't going to call you guys no more because every time I call you guys, I say some stupid-ass fucking shit and you guys just make fun of my stupid-ass shit. But I guess that's like the whole point of the drunk call hotline, right? Yeah. Well, anyways, you guys are still in my phone book and I'm still calling you guys right now.
Thanks.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious. Run through the night. today. Went to Scottsdale.
Nice.
Got fucked up.
Cool.
Met some fucking Asian girls.
Nice to bang around.
Fucked around with them.
Cool.
Had little small boobs. They nice. Passed out. They did not want to fuck. I did not
out.
Nut in any of these girls, though.
Good for you, sir.
And, fuck, dude. They're fucking, these girls here are so fucking difficult, dude. It's like fucking... Fuck, dude. It's fucking bitches, dude, I swear.
It's like fucking
they're like,
fuck.
Oh, let's fuck. I'm like, oh, what's that? You're nasty. Don't talk to me about that stuff. How about you go buy me some fucking Denny's or something? I was like, fuck you, bitch. Are you Jesus really think you're worth Denny's? No, you're not even worth a fucking God. Jumbo Jack at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I'm probably a little rough, beat a little rough, but anyways, fuck that shit, man. Come on. I mean, girls, what the fuck? I know you girls want to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, there's guys there fucking throwing their dicks at you guys, and you guys are just like fucking, what do I do with this dick? Should I just rub it around my face and like cock tease them or something? Or like, you guys are fucking, oh man, I swear to God. If I could slap you girls with my fucking penis, I would, which I have already. But,
all right, we get it. You just don't like the bras at the moment. We get it, El Chupa.
Don't text them.
Yeah, no don't, texting.
Don't text them.
Kip wouldn't take the girl to Denny's. Jesus Christ. Show a little compassion.
Mm. Wow, oh, Rich Mahogany, he's got his line. He just showed up and he's already going. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This call is worse than the Reyna interview.
Wow, that is a good line.
Look at that.
Remember that fat
bro? Look at him. He just showed up. He's like, bah, get me in the ring. I'm ready to go.
Here's Just Jim.
What's up, you motherfucking turd burglars? It's
stop the call.
Just Jimmy from Ohio. And I was driving down the street drinking Thunderbird. What's the word? Thunderbird! And kind of realized I was talking to myself, but I really wanted to be talking to you guys, so now I'm calling. So I don't know, this is going to be a retarded call. Off the cuff, drunk, fucked up. Shout out to Ray Ray. What's up, Ray Ray? Anyway, I was thinking about last week, or I think it was last week, so maybe the week before last show, and the Amy Poehler, Tina Fey thing, and mad props to Rocket.
Bam!
What's up, Rock?
Yo.
Because I'm right there with you on
Thank
that
you.
Tina Fey thing. I think Rocket and I have the same taste in women. And
watch out.
Uh-oh.
I was kind of thinking about that, and just like, I think it's
shit.
The, you know, she's a smart chick. I love the women that are smarter than me, that uses big words I don't understand to make fun of me, right in front of me, and I don't understand that she's even making fun of me. Oh, that's so hot. so anyway, I'm right there with you, Rock. Scar nice. And all. I'd have to jump in there on Tina Fey. And I was thinking about the hotties of the week. And, you know, dude, you guys, I hate to admit I'm right there with Rich Mahogany, but you guys need to bring that shit back. It gave me a chill up my spine when you kicked in the music. Love it.
Hotties of the week. Should we bring it back?
I think it's a...
Take a vote?
Yeah. Should we make it a poll?
You could edit, change it a little bit. Like a hottie of the month.
Hottie of the year.
That way you don't have to do it every week, you know, because I know it's a strain for you to...
It's kind of hacky, though.
Look
That's why
chicks.
I got rid of it, I thought.
But you made it
why
hacky.
Why is it on our show hacky?
You made it.
Made it hacky?
Well, I mean, it's your thing, and, like, I guess after a while, you feel like... Like Beck singing Loser. Like,
yeah, right.
It's fucking hacky me singing this.
Think about it. Think about bringing back the hotties of the week.
It's an idea.
Change it up.
I like that. He's on the same wavelength.
The week was fun coming in from the chat room. Here is Noise Bomb.
Yo, Lunatic Radio. Noise Bomb from Ontario. Just heard opposition from Josh that you guys are thinking about doing a show while smoking weed. I will personally supply you with weed if you guys do that in whatever way you can work out. Anyway, peace.
That's not a bad idea. Doing a show high and will be supplied with the marijuana.
Interesting.
Oh. Not a bad idea. I love our listeners. They give us drugs.
Can we mention that email that we couldn't? I guess you can say that.
There's some guy wanted to send us moonshine or something.
What?
Legally mail that.
No, he can't. He's like, I'm going to give it a shot, though.
Yeah, but pot, bring it on. Go ahead.
Yes.
Just make sure you first class.
At least it's lighter.
Yeah, priority overnight. Priority overnight will get passed.
Yeah.
Here's Scotsman.
You don't have time to scan it.
Exactly.
Fuck your facts. Fuck your country. This is Scotsman. I rock. Suck my cock.
Short and sweet.
Scotsman's getting angry lately.
Does he always listen to bagpipes?
It's just always, it's his theme song. It's always playing by him. He just carries around a little fucking radio.
It's fucking hacky.
His own fucking theme song. Yeah. He's getting angrier as time goes on. I don't know what's going on with old Scotsman.
I love those people.
Here's, I like Scotsman, though. He's a good guy. He's the help.
Here's Sean's on fire from Key Largo.
Hey, fellas, this is Sean from Key Largo. What the fuck is happening, guys? Yo, I haven't called in fucking forever, man. I finally downloaded the last four shows. My computer's been tore apart. Shit, I'm remodeling my office. I don't have a computer. Yeah. Now I finally hooked it up for one day just to download your guys' shit.
Well,
that
done,
is
sir.
How fucking important you guys are to me. I feel like I wasted $250 buying an iPod when I don't have your shit to listen to. Like, what the fuck? You know, what's that all about over there?
It's very high strung.
It's going to get some flip-flops. Anyway,
he does.
You guys have a good one. And Joshy Jingle Original. Sweet!
How about this?
Peace out.
Okay.
Well. Can we do this on Cafe Press? Can we do Lunatic Radio flip-flops?
There's no flip-flops.
Damn, that would be a great fucking...
I thought you were going to say Joshy Jingle's Original Schwing t-shirt.
Well, can we do that?
Yes, we can. We'll just say Jingle's Original Schwing.
I would love me a pair of some Lunatic Radio flip-flops.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to see if anyone...
I don't know if anybody makes blank flip-flops.
What happens if a whole bunch of people start buying the Joshy Jingle's Original Schwing t-shirt? How will you react?
I got to break off on my own.
How will you react to that?
I don't know. I can't be mad about it.
Because let's face facts. You don't like it. You don't like it at all.
I, you know what? I don't hate it anymore.
You just accept it.
Well, once Joshy Jerkoff was presented, it's kind of...
Suddenly it's nice.
It's not so much fun.
Like, for the record, Josh, I'm not for Joshy Jerkoff. I don't like it at all.
All right, I'm getting X-Nade on the Joshy Jerkoff.
No, because it's very mean.
Here we are in the drunk call. This is where you know, you find out if something sticks.
How about Kieran Crackhead? Don't do that.
It won't work for you.
Kieran the gay.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, by the way, I
what
play
is
this?
This
sound.
Wait a minute. Am I on call?
Because our next caller.
Holy shit, talk about hacky radio.
Is doing a Dr. Rocket question.
You shitting me? I got work?
Absolutely.
Oh, god damn it.
Comes in from.
Let's get ready to leave to get some food.
From Two Stone Mike.
But a doctor's always on call, Kieran.
Yeah, and he has a question for Dr. Rocket. So let's take a listen to Two Stone Mike's phone call and see what he has to say.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? From Mike, I was waiting for a sneeze, so, shit, you know how that happens.
By the way, it's going to take at least a minute to get to the question.
All right, if I just pay attention in case I phase out.
So I guess I've got a call for, somewhat of a Dr. Racket. Somewhat of a Dr. Racket question.
Spiders?
It's a, how about a realistic rocket question?
Ooh.
Basically, you know, Tucson Mike here. You know, I got to speak in third person. I got married. You know, I got married twice, actually.
Mm.
To the same woman. She happens to be from Indonesia. So, you know, my first wedding I had here in America, you know, and all the family from my side, you know, was able to come, and, you know, a select few came from my wife's side. So we needed to have a second wedding in Indonesia a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time that I had to go to Indonesia. And my family really didn't like the idea that I was going to go to Indonesia full of time. You know, giving me all kinds of crap, saying, like, it's a horrible place to be. You know, you should watch out. It's a, terrorist type of place. You know, whatever the fuck. You know, be worried. You know, so I took their well wishes. I've had some family that has held on to the...
Why am I thinking there's not going to be a question in here?
Yeah, I know.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio?
No way, I'm starting that over. Hold on. And there we go.
Some mic,
stop. Here. click play. Thank
they
you.
Held on to those bad feelings and made us feel weird about them acting as if nothing has ever happened. You know, acting as if, you know, going to Indonesia never ever happened, and that there's no reason to be upset. Now, take it from my wife's, you know, perspective here.
Mm-hmm.
She's had to deal with my family telling me, the husband, that it's a bad place to be. You know, how does that make her feel? You know, and I tell her, you know, you married me, you didn't marry the fucking family. You know, family can act like a bunch of dicks. That's their fault, you know, and I fight for her. I'm totally on her side. I never, ever, ever, ever have taken my family's side. But it's still your family, so you need to hang out, right? So my dilemma to a realistic rocket is that, you know, I should keep hanging out with my family, and I should just give it time. Give it time for the wife to come around.
He's answering his own question.
Should,
yeah,
that should be good enough for my family after the way they've acted towards my wife. You know, I don't know if that's the right way to go, but she's definitely been pissed off about this for some time.
Does she like anal?
Anyway, that's the two-stone like fucking realistic rocket call.
There was no question.
He answered his own question, dude. That's exactly. Just let time dictate.
Hope that means something.
That's
That's
Dr. Rocket's method. He just lets you talk and talk until you find the answer.
Shut up, Josh. You'll get out of my cigarettes.
I spent 2 miles of walking to get cigarettes.
It's like Socrates.
I was out of cigarettes, so I had to walk 2 miles. But I didn't want to drive drunk. So I fucking hosted. I'm tired. Now I have to sit here and water grass by hand because I'm too cheap for irrigation.
Wow.
And I am two-stone Mike. I'm wearing flip-flops.
Hey!
And that makes life just so much more fucking enjoyable. Rock the flip-flops. Enjoy the show. And I'll be signing out, and
I'll hang up and listen to your
Mike
comments.
And I am LunaticRadio.com. Oh, I think that plant needs some more water.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Rich Mahogany checking in again on the message on the chat room.
Mm.
He says he's going to be in the New York area against the Reds, I guess, coming up soon.
Against the Reds?
Yeah, so let's not be anywhere near here.
The Reds?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I guess they're playing Cincinnati, so I guess...
Oh, the Mets are playing Cincinnati.
Yankees are playing the Reds.
Get it?
It's interleague play. That's going to be soon.
Oh. Oh, congratulations.
I think he wants to meet you.
I want some food.
I'm hungry, too. Mm. Time. Get great. Next call.
That was it.
That was all we had? Yeah, dude, you answered your own question. You don't need fucking Dr. Rocket. Dr. Rocket's hungry. He doesn't really need to help you. Yeah, it should have been earlier.
You're Mikey the medical doctor.
No, I'm not.
No, he is.
Oh. What? Hottie of the week? No? Not yet? We'll do a poll.
Yeah, we gotta drag that one out for a while. By the way, everybody, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, we ended on a high note right there.
Yeah.
Emails. We want to do the lunaticradio.com barbecue day. Need suggestions on venues. We want to do it in a tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, somewhere. We want to have volleyball, wiffle ball, and horseshoes. Food, all sorts of fun things.
Sex.
We want activities, and we want to do it all day, 11 to 6, I'm thinking, at some place. So if you live in a tri-state area and you got a suggestion on a venue, a place where we can do this, email us to the show at lunaticradio.com. Suggest a place. Give us the whole spiel, the info. We need some info. Help us out. We want to do the lunaticradio.com barbecue day, everybody. So send them along.
This is coming from a guy that'll get hammered in the first hour and just be sitting in the corner the whole day.
He'll be napping in the tree.
He'll have me working my ass off to do all these fucking events, and he'll just be in the corner just fucking passing out and just trying to, like, mack it to some chick.
Thank you to Rocket.
Hi.
For coming to the show. Thank you to Josh for coming to the show. Thank you to Rory Carr for calling in.
Karen, thank you for showing up today.
The Unholy Matrimony coming in July. Channel 481, you broadcast, everybody. Rory and Lauren Carr.
Yay.
We're going to go eat now. Watch the rest of the U.S. Open.
Oh, boy.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
The chat room in a couple weeks, kids.
Yeah.
It's coming
back.
There it comes.
Get ready.
Video and all.